stations are tuned in to.
Who do we have left? Britney Spears, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
And our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Well, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you.
Support Brian the Hammer Jackson, and so should you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is 7:06 a.m. California time. The weather, hot. The weather in the future, very hot. This show, hot. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. I am your host, Brian the Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, the number one show in drive time in the morning on Block Talk. The ratings are good. They're as high as I am. There you go. If you want to come into the show, it's easy to do. 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number that people will hear your voice around the world. I want to welcome a new country. And I thought they were going to appear on our ratings list, but for a long time, and they haven't, because they have their own little system, their own little internet system, and it's usually locked down. But I want to welcome China. There you go. Chinese are listening to Brian. Thank you, Chinese people. That's right. Pretty soon I'll be as big as Godzilla. All right, everybody. Here's our main topic today. Headline. What's wrong with your Johnson? I'm not a medical doctor or anything, and so I'm going to try to pronounce these names, and I didn't hear it on the news to do it correctly, but I'm going to try. The Guillain-Barre syndrome, otherwise known as GBS. It's a rare thing for your autoimmune disease that sees the body's own immune system, damages the nerves. It causes muscle weakness and sometimes paralysis. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, says, and we're going to make a live call to the CDC. I think we're the only show on Blog Talk that makes live calls. Sometimes we do prank calls. Maybe we'll do one today. But we're going to make a live call to the CDC and get something straight here. Is it safe, and what's going on with the Johnson? On Thursday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, they announced a new warning for Johnson & Johnson. Janssen announced new warning for Johnson & Johnson, the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine after the CDC received reports that the 100 people who were administered the vaccine developed GBS. 100 people. Let's put it in perspective. I think millions of people, or close to it, has gotten a shot. But 100 people who were administered the vaccine developed the GBS. Now, if you do the odds, it's not that much, but if you're one of the 100, it's a lot. And you can't sue them. See, here's the thing. This is an emergency vaccine that is sanctioned by the government. So you cannot sue the company, and they're not FDA approved. We're still on an emergency experimental medicine. But you can't sue the company. That's our main topic. We're going to look into it. We're going to find out what's going on here. And we're going to look into that. And our second topic that I didn't get a chance to put in here is the morons. Our moron section. The stupid Democrats. The idiots. The weakless. The spineless. The weak. The stupid, the Democrats. I happen to be one. See, they made a mistake. You know, when you go a little further, I mean, when you make some headways, some people take it to the other side. Black Lives Matter, I blame them. I blame the morons, the idiots, the fools, the stupid. Apparently, they came up with defund the police. That's going to be our second topic. We're going to explore that. And Fox News took that to another level. How the Democrats shoot themselves in the foot. They keep shooting themselves. That foot is getting a lot of holes in it. We're going to look into defunding the police. And then the third topic is very interesting. You know, with the pandemic, and I'm talking to the hot girls out there. You know how hot you are. You know, ages, you turn hot maybe 17, 18, 19, 20. You know, you're really hot. But you do have an expiration date for how hot you are. I say 17 to, and you get your hotness. Your hotness peaks at maybe 23. You're hanging on at 25. You're sliding at 27. And that's when you have to start working out and blah, 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 blah. Some of you people have kids and everything. So the meter of hotness, since you have a kid, your hotness at 27 slides back down to a 4. It's okay. I'm just being shallow here. I'm not being practical. I think you should have children around the ages of 19 to 28. I do. But if you're going to be shallow in the hot stage, if you're 27 and you have two kids, you're no longer in a hot mode. You're probably sliding down to 5. That's just a fact, Jack. But if you don't have kids at 27, you're hanging on to the hotness. Even Beyonce, as soon as you... okay, let's go with Kim Kardashian. Let's just go with her. As soon as she started having those kids, or Beyonce too, Kim Kardashian, as soon as you're having kids, it's like you're off the hot meter. You're out of there. Now you're with the mother meter. You're in a different league. You're a mom. You're no longer hot. You're not. So that's the end of your hotness streak. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. So let's say you're hot, you don't have any kids. Or let's say you're hot, you do have kids, but we don't know you have kids. That's fine. So with the pandemic going on, a lot of you ladies have turned to porn. Yeah. It's a go-to. Nothing wrong with that. It's a way to make money. Nothing wrong with that. I still don't know why the adult industry does not get together and legalize prostitution. How come you guys are not marching? How come you're not doing protesting? I mean, I watch that shit. Wow. But a lot of you guys decide to turn to porn to make money. I know. I'm a fan. I went on Pornhub. I see you. And I likey. That's right. I'm a big fan. Now, a lot of you guys thinking, I'll go to Pornhub, I'll make some money, you know, don't wear a face or a cover. I see you. You cover your face, whatever you're going to do. Well, there's this idea about Pornhub says you can make $40,000 a year, whatever. No, one said a month. $40,000 a month. $40,000 a month? Think about it. That's $400,000. For 80, that's 480,000, maybe 500,000 a year at 40,000 a month. I think I'm doing the right math. Wow. But is it true or is it a lie? We're going to break that down for people who want to go on Pornhub and think they're going to be rich, or they want to go on Pornhub, think they can make over $500,000 a year. We're going to break that down too. As it says, so you want to make money on the hub. You think you can make big money. Can you make big money, or do you want to be a star? I should have put porn star. You want to be a star. And then we're going to go into, and since some of you ladies are out there still thinking that you can do porn as a porn actress and make some big money, we're going to break down that salary and see if you're right. You'll be surprised. So these are the topics that we're going to be talking about today. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, if we can get through them all. The number again is 319-527-6099. That's the number. I'm going to give people a chance to come to the studio. I'm going to have a cup of coffee. And when we come back, we're going to start with our first story about defunding the police and what maniac, what idiot, what stupid bitch in Congress is promoting this. We got, you know, the more and more, I stopped listening to the news. I used to do it, you know, I used to do it all the time, MSN back on my TV all the time. And then I started realizing how whiny and stupid they are and how stupid people are, that these, you know, people are coming out of the woodwork with no experience whatsoever. Donald Trump is the most ignorant motherfucker I've ever seen. He's borderline a retard. I think he is a full retard. I really do. I think the only reason why he even got attention is because people hated Hillary so much. And he talked about her in her last speech, believe it or not. But he got in there at the right time where people hated the government, where people hated Hillary. They were tired of the government, so they decided to do a big FU to the government. And they brought in this doofus, this clown. And that's all he was about, is to say, fuck you. We have this bozo named Donald Trump. And they laughed at him. And it was a joke. He even thought it was a joke. He was shocked. But this old retiree who lives in Florida, this old man living in Florida, loses his damn mind. And he could throw all these rallies and brag about his rallies. And, you know, let me tell you, but Donald Trump threw some big rallies. Everybody likes to see the clown perform. Everybody loves to go to the circus and see the clown. You see the clown. So he'll brag about how many people go at his rallies. And it's true. But when it comes down to voting, he's out. They don't want him. Get out, bozo. You did enough damage. Twice impeached. I have never seen a person with his own attorneys being indicted and going to jail. Anybody around this dotard, this stupid-ass reject, retard, he's toxic. Anybody around him will go to jail or will lose their career because he's an idiot. He just came out to say something just a little while ago, like Hitler had some great, what did he say? Hitler had some great qualities, or he did some great things. Hitler did some great things. Donald Trump did that. He has no knowledge about history or anything like that. He just said that. Shows you how stupid this guy is. I hope you Trump supporters follow him. Okay, because he's against, even though he got his vaccination, he didn't tell you about it, but he got his vaccination. He's on experimental medicine, more experimental than a vaccination. And he's telling you guys not to wear a mask. I hope you don't. I need to thin the herd. Die. I don't really care if you wear a mask or not. I really don't. Die. And Trump will lead you to death. Go Trump. All right, so anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about our main story, what's wrong with your Johnson, and there's some stuff going on with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and we will make a live call to the CDC. But our first story that's coming up will be the morons who said defund the police. Can you be more stupid than that? And what it really meant. But I don't know why they still keeping the title. And when we come back, the story about defund the police is sponsored by, and we're going to be doing this, one of our artists. It's going to be sponsored by King Web with his latest song, I Don't Give a Damn, that's rising up the chart. Mr. King Web. And you can reach him on Facebook and all the social media. That's going to be who's sponsoring that segment. Oh, by the way, we have like a morning crew. We used to have a morning crew. Every so often, the morning crew changes. It changes. There's people who from the original morning crew I haven't seen in years. I love them to death, except for that one person called the Joker. We don't say his name or anything like that. And by the way, Joker, if you think you could come into the show, I changed the system. Meaning now on, if anybody comes onto the show and they have a 111 number, they will be, their mic will open up in private, so they don't hear you at all. Because you're in there, you get off on just doing stupid stuff, so your antics will not even be on the air anymore. And if I go to you in private, you don't say anything, you're X'd out, and I know when you appear back, and I know the number. Even if it's 111, I can tell. But you will not get any airtime. Sorry. I think better than you. All right. So when we come back, first story up, defunding the police. And what does it really mean? You listen to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7. And we get some coffee. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. Got my coffee. You know, the show is getting popular. What we have, if you're on my page, so I can interact with you guys on Facebook, and if you are on Facebook, you'll be able to see me live. Some of my friends will, because you see the camera on. So you'll see me live doing the show. So you guys are seeing me. What? I'll wave to you. There's about five people there. There you go. I am live. See, I'm waving to you. Yep. Okay. Well, you're waving back. There you go. All right. You know, so on Facebook, if you're my friend, and we get this all the time. I don't read it all. I don't read it every day. We have people who can message me, and they'll message me about the show. They'll listen. I know they're listening because they're messaging me, and they'll see if I read their message. And sometimes what they have to say, I'll say it on the show and let you guys hear it. And we got like three or four messages I might read. I didn't read them for a while. They came in like a week ago or whatever. But I'll read them. These are people who are listening to the show, and they have a couple questions.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
I read about four or five of them. There's a lot of them. Like I said, this was like a week ago, and I didn't really play it on the air. Just to clear it out, I will. Hey, Brian, I keep the people anonymous because they're on my Facebook, and I don't need you guys to go after them or get mean at them or anything like that. So I keep them anonymous. That's what we do. So this is an anonymous letter. Hey, Brian, this is Tony. Okay. I've been listening to the show, and I noticed Melissa has not been on. What happened to Melissa? Is she coming back on? Signed, Tony. First time listener. Signed it that way. Well, Tony, you know, sometimes personalities don't work out for me. And we have a personality conflict with Melissa. I think she's a good person for somebody else, but not for me. I do not plan on having Melissa on the show ever again. I don't think about Melissa at all. As far as I'm concerned, Melissa was just a caller. She made me laugh a couple of times. She moved the show forward a lot of times. I thought at one time I could be friends with Melissa, but it just didn't work out. She just doesn't have the personality that I can really trust or be friends with. It's not the kind of person. And it doesn't mean that she's not a good person for somebody else, not for me. So to answer your question, Tony, I do not see Melissa on this show again. And I really don't think about her. There's a lot of people been on this show years before Melissa. I don't think about them either. They're callers. I've been on the air for over 10 years or whatever. God, I mean, the first batch of, we call them morning crew, was the best. And that was way back, 5-6 years ago. They were great. And we had some good ones. And no. To answer your question, Tony, no. I do not see her being invited. I do not see her on a show ever again. And I really don't think about her until you brought her up. And when I do think about Melissa, I really don't think that much. I don't have any memories of Melissa. I don't have any good memories of Melissa. I don't really think about her. It's nothing that makes me go back and go, oh, man, I missed that. There's nothing, I don't have that miss her factor involved in that. Not at all. Thank you, Tony, and I hope you continue listening because we have a new group in here, and I think you will like it. I know your age. So I think you'll have a good time. Keep listening. All right, we have another message here.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
It's a female. Again, I'll keep her name anonymous because I don't want people to attack her on the air. Hi, Brian. This is Sheila. I heard the show yesterday, and I caught a little bit of it. You were talking about that poor girl's menstrual cycle, and you were saying crazy things about women on their menstrual cycle. I got it kind of offended, and I hope you can clear it up. I know your guys are talking about menstrual cycle and the stereotype of women on their period. Maybe if you understand what women go through, you'll be more sympathetic about what's happening with our bodies. Thank you, Sheila. I love listening to your show. Thank you, Sheila. Men don't understand menstrual cycles, Sheila. Men don't understand what a woman's body goes through. All they know is they get the wrath of it, meaning the mood swings, the irritability, the uncomfortableness of what a woman is going through, and we don't get it. We don't understand it. Our best thing to do is get away from it and run as far as we can until it calms down or throw a bucket of ice on you. But if it's men talking. And you know, the good thing about it, Sheila, when you hear men talking, you actually hear what men are thinking. Because I know the women concentrate on themselves and what they're going through. But maybe it's a good that you hear what men actually think about it and maybe understand them. And understand what they're thinking is because we don't understand, and most women do not sit down and talk to us about their menstrual cycle for us to understand. So I think you should give the men a break. Thank you, Sheila. We have one more.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
And this one is very interesting, and it came about a week and a half. What up, Brian? It's a guy. What up, Brian? This is Derek. We keep the names anonymous. I am so glad you got rid of that Cole Blackwell. I am so glad he's off the show. He was just annoying. He was stupid, racist, and it was a good thing. It's now I can listen to your show in peace. I don't have to worry about that annoying person. I could not stand him. It's a great, great feeling to listen to the show without his stupid opinion. And I'm so glad that you don't call him by his name. I like it, and he does fit the name Joker. Thank you, Brian, for getting rid of that dotard. That idiot, that joker. Derek, well, thank you very much, and I really agree. It does feel better. It does feel better knowing that he's not around. He's been around for like 10 years, and sometimes I'll let him in the show because I feel sorry for him. Sometimes I'll let him on the show because it's a shock factor, because we don't think anybody like him exists on this planet. So it's kind of fun, but yeah, it wore out. It just wore out. You know, 10 years ago, I needed an audience. 10 years ago, I needed shock treatment. 10 years ago, you know, you think about Howard Stern, where they have their stupid people come on and he makes fun of them. He was one I could make fun of. But he wore out his welcome, and yeah, he's off the show. I do not see him around anymore. I do not see him coming back on the show. I do not. Thank you. I really appreciate it. All right. And we have more, but I'm not going to be reading more. But I just want to let you know this is what we do. We do put your stuff on the air and let the people know that when you are the morning crew, people get to know your name. I don't know. Maybe for Blog Talk, you're a pseudo-celebrity. I don't know. They know your name. They know your voice. And they make comments on you. That's what they do. That's what they do. All right. I want to thank everybody for, and if I didn't read your comments, I'll read them another time because they are a lot. All right. Thank you for your comments, and let's start the show.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
Ding. Here we go. Subject. You know, this. It was a bad name, defunding the police. Why? Why? Stupid. And these are your elected officials. So this is really starting, it started up again with Rashida Tlaib. I think that's her name, Tlaib. She's a congresswoman in the White House. She made a comment Tuesday, April 13, 2021. Headline says, Rashida Tlaib calls for no more police following Dante Wright shooting. That's not the president's view. That's what the White House press secretary said. There's a video here about Dante Wright, and I'm going to play it right here. I think it's going to play. I'm not quite sure.
Homeowners, this incredible tip is just for you.
How do I get home? You bastard. Okay, maybe it's a, wait, it's an ad. Here we go. Oh, it's one of these things where it's just the letters and you have to read it. Dante Wright was accidentally shot. I have to read it. I thought it was, it's a video that I have to read. Here we go. Dante Wright was accidentally shot dead by an officer who was trying to taser him. And then it says, it shows him at the car, putting handcuffs on it. I think you guys remember this. He was accidentally shot? No, he wasn't accidentally shot. But if you want to go with that, I don't know if there's sound, because I'm not hearing any sound. It shows him tussling with the cops and everything. That's when that woman said, taser, and she shot him. Remember that bitch? I think she's going to go on trial soon. So that's what happened. So after seeing that, you had Rashida Tlaib. She's a congresswoman. Where is she from? Is she from Minnesota? Anyway, she calls for no more police. Stupid.
It's 2021.
The White House distanced itself from calls of squad member Rashida Tlaib for no more policing and incarceration following the shooting of Dante Wright. So she's calling for no more incarceration, no more police. So that means, you know, the rapists and the burglars and the murderers and robbers and everything, don't put them in jail. Don't put them in jail. We're going to get rid of the policing. We're going to go back to the Wild Wild West where people can just shoot each other. This is how stupid this bitch is. The Democratic congresswoman from Michigan said the shooting by Minneapolis officer Kim Potter wasn't an accident and that policing in the United States was inherently and intentionally racist. That's what she said. So she's the one who is championing this defund the police. But see, there's a different definition. See, other people are saying defund the police means it's getting other funds and other, how can I explain it? You guys could probably explain more than I could. Means giving more mental health people and other areas to arrive on the scene for money allocated for police, put that money into mental health professionals and counselors. So when there's a domestic violence or if there's a mental ill person running around, that they're not the first one you call. You'll call 911. We did that live call. And you're putting that money into people who are counselors that come to your house and look at this situation. So it's reallocating funds to help the community. But it doesn't mean getting rid of the police. It doesn't mean that. This moron decides to go there. You voted for this cunt and you're going to live with it. Hello, Ellie Mae. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. Well, it's true. Mm-hmm.
So what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about Rashid. I'm going to get her name. Right, I just said it. Rashida Tlaib. She's a congresswoman who's calling for no more police following the Dante Rice shooting. She doesn't want anything. She doesn't want the police. She wants to get rid of the police. She doesn't want no more. She even said this. She says what she wants is no more policing and incarceration, meaning that she doesn't want anybody arrested anymore. She doesn't want the police on the scene anymore. That means your murderers, your rapists, your drug dealers, your burglaries, your whatever, sex offenders. She says don't lock them up. We don't want these incarceration, and we don't want the police on the street. That's what she's calling for. No more police.
Okay.
So that's your congresswoman at work. Now, Fox News jumped on that shit, as well as they should. And here's the fallout. Welcome, Ellen. How you doing, kiddo? So here's the fallout. So in CBS, 260 Seattle cops leave force following a defund police movement with the budget cuts. The police are leaving. Here we go. And we'll take it, we'll shoot it to CBS, and here's a fallout of what Rashida has done.
Nearly a year of nationwide protests over police brutality. And according to one social justice group, more than $840 million were cut from U.S. police budgets. That was in 2020. The Seattle PD is struggling under the public backlash. The police chief there tells CBS News that 260 officers, that's about 20% of the force, have left in the past year and a half. Think about that for a second. Carter Evans spoke to one officer who says the city does not have their backs.
What's the biggest complaint among officers?
Leadership.
Officer Clayton Powell has served 27 years on the streets of Seattle.
30 years is kind of a pinnacle. It was my goal when I started.
You're 3 years short. Why are you retiring now?
The support that we had in my generation of policing is no longer there.
Last summer's protest over the killing of George Floyd led to violent clashes with Seattle police. Powell says the stress on officers was compounded by city leaders' decisions to abandon a police precinct and letting demonstrators, some armed, occupy an entire neighborhood for a full month.
When you've got rocks and bottles and in some cases cinder blocks thrown at you and we have to stand there and take it, it's discouraging.
Were you told not to react?
In most cases, yeah. When you see businesses get destroyed and families lose their livelihoods because of that destruction, and we can't do anything about it, we're not allowed to intercede.
You're not allowed to intercede?
No. No.
City leaders allowed the police free zone after protesters were repeatedly hit by tear gas, but closed it down after weeks of violence.
The real issue here is that for generations, our black and brown community members have been asking for more accountability.
City Councilwoman Tammy Morales voted for a 13% cut in the police budget in November.
We spend about $400 million a year on the police department. And as a city, we don't spend on the kind of things that could really support neighborhoods. Affordable housing, neighborhood planning, small business development.
So you're talking about taking that money and approaching a systemic problem at the ground level now?
Yes.
We're here to fix a broken system.
The money the council cut from police will be reallocated through a still undefined process involving community members.
In the meantime, is the police department underfunded to do its job while you're developing all these other resources?
I would say no.
If the crime rate goes up, is that acceptable?
So if we're investing in communities the way we should be, then we can begin to address that.
I informed Mayor Durkan of my intent to retire from the Seattle Police Department.
After the council cut the police budget, the department's then-chief, Carmen Best, retired early in protest. Interim Chief Adrian Diaz took over.
Does it concern you that so many people are leaving the department so fast?
You know, it does, because we saw our shootings go up. We saw our homicides go up.
Does it slow down response time?
It slows down response time. I had to get rid of, you know, our community policing teams.
It seems like you feel like you're forced to cut the very people the protesters would like to see more of on your force.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are so valuable.
While Clayton Powell objects to how the city is treating its police force, as an African-American man, he says he understands the outrage over the murder of George Floyd and others.
That could be me. That could be my son. That could be a relative. That could be a friend. There needs to be an understanding of how things got to be the way they are.
But defunding the police, is that the way to do it?
No. If anything, you need more funding.
But that's unlikely. Another $5 million in police budget cuts are still on the table. For CBS This Morning, Carter Evans, Seattle.
Well, there you go. That's the fallout. You know, Ellie Mae, now Louisiana is full of crime. You know what I mean? You guys are like the purge over there. But you are a red state, and that means Republican conservative state. You may probably be the only Democrat progressive lady on that state. When you hear defunding the police, seriously, what's in your mind? What's in your mind?
It mean when I hear that, it means exactly what I think it means. You're going to take money away from your police department, and mm-hmm. you know, while you're trying to allocate it to other places, which is good, okay? Yeah, we mm-hmm. need more money. We need more mental health. We need more mm-hmm. of housing. You know, but in the meantime, you're going to take money away from the people that are meant to protect you, and then you're going to try and sue their asses because they're not out there fast enough and you had to watch somebody get killed, okay?
Right.
Or you shot and you're sitting there bleeding to death because your police department doesn't have enough people out there to respond. Well, you know what, dumbass motherfuckers? You wanted to defund the police. Now you have to deal with the fallout.
Don't hold back. There you go, baby.
No,
that's right.
I don't hold back, Brian, because this is all stupid.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, it's very ridiculous. Okay?
I
if you
agree.
Want more money for something else, you know, stop raising your damn taxes. You know, stop keeping people's money. Put it where it needs to go and stop putting it in your damn pockets.
You're right. You're right. Now, you know, here it is right here. I think I have it, and I think as you were talking, I kind of exited out, and I did.
You know what else, Brian? Okay.
What?
Look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way the police handled the George Floyd thing, but I do not think that they should have made that man a martyr. They should not have made him a martyr. You know, and if he really could not breathe, he wouldn't have been able to say, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Because from what I understand, when you are choking and when your throat is cut off, you can't talk.
Well, okay. You deserve a spanking. Make a note of that.
Why do I deserve a spanking? No.
Well, sometimes when no. First of all, he's not a martyr.
Yes, he is.
A martyr.
The way that they've done everything, they named a street after that man.
Well, let me just explain a little bit. When you can't breathe, have you ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Now, you could be losing breath at the time and trying to catch your breath and really trying hard to catch your breath, meaning that I can't catch my breath. I can't breathe. Ease up. Yes, you can say that. When a person is choking, they have something down their windpipe, you're going to hear sounds of gurgling or anything, and maybe you can get a sound out. But, yeah, if you can't breathe, there's plenty of cases that people are going to hospitals and people are in the ambulance and there are people who are saying, how are you doing? I can't breathe. Give me some more oxygen so they can breathe easier. So,
the way that they were saying it is, you know, he had his knee on his neck and he could not breathe at all. Now, okay, mm-hmm. if that was the case, you know, yeah, he had his knee on his neck, and he should not have been doing that shit, okay?
Doing what shit?
Oh,
the cop.
Putting his knee on George Floyd's neck.
Right, right.
You know, but right. I was also reading more about George Floyd. Do you realize that the same day that he was stopped,
mm-hmm.
he just got out of jail for cocaine, and he was doing cocaine. Well, you know, he wasn't a good guy. He was a career criminal.
What are you? So if he's a career criminal, do we kill them because they're career criminals?
No, I'm not saying we kill them.
What are you
them.
Saying?
No.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying they should not have made that man a martyr.
Because he did cocaine before? I mean, what do you want to make? Okay, well, we can go with, do you think the Pope, who has John Paul II, made him a saint? Do you think he should have done that?
No, I don't think he should have done that.
Why?
Either.
Why?
Because,
he's a saint.
You know, well, you know what? He should get his sainthood taken away because of all the shit that he did.
We're talking about child trafficking, sex trafficking, removing priests for doing this, but yet the Catholic religion made him a saint. Now, listen to me. You know, there's a difference between, see, this shit's been going on for years, and there's what happened to George Floyd was a wake-up call for white people, not black people. Black people knew that was going on all the time, but white people just said, whoa, it was in front of your face. This man killed a man in public, knowing that he was going to kill this man, stood on that man's neck and said, what up? What's wrong? He executed a man in broad daylight. He didn't execute him for cocaine. He didn't execute him for his past of what he did or he wasn't a good guy. He did it because the man did not cooperate when he said, get out of the car, so he's going to kill a man. He killed a human being because of that, not because of cocaine, not because of his past. It's because he could. So I don't want anybody that, you know, that if any hero that you think of, there might be a hero that you think of, that you think, anyone that you could imagine, anyone that we idolize or put a statue up for are not good people. Name one hero that you think, that you like, I'm just asking, that is worthy of being a hero.
I don't have any heroes that I like because I don't put people up on statues, on pedestals, because I know that they're flawed.
Well, there you go. George Washington was flawed. Every human being is flawed, and I don't know what makes a martyr in your point of view. Should Lincoln be a martyr in front of your point of view? I mean, they assassinated him for his political beliefs. I mean, how about Charles Drew, who created plasma, who saved hundreds and millions of lives in World War II because he created plasma on our men? Shouldn't he be a hero?
Yeah, he should be a hero because he did something that saves millions of lives.
And George Floyd did, too.
What did George Floyd do that saved? George Floyd didn't do anything, Brian. I read what he was all about.
Okay. Let me explain what George Floyd did. George Floyd brought awareness to what is happening to black people around the world, around the nation, about cops killing black men around the world, how cops are abusing black women, black men, and black children around the world. George Floyd opened the eyes that we got some bad cops living among us, and they're taking in their vigilantes. He opened their eyes. Now, white people did not want to see it. They hear about it, but they didn't want to see it, but that was in front of their eyes. They couldn't turn away this time. About what these abusive cops are doing to black people. Black people knew this. You could say, well, I know this, I know. Yeah, until you see it. Because we see it and we feel it. He has opened white people's eyes of what's really going on in some of these police forces around the world. He also is a symbol of people saying, we have to change the system. And we're working on it. And I think Biden's doing a great job with the Black Caucuses and Correlation. Things have changed, and we took a look at their policing. It's not where I want it to be, but this is the first time we're taking a look at how police are responding. And as far as I'm concerned, those little white crybabies, those little fucking cops who want to quit, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. You little babies, you're worrying little bitches. Oh, we cannot kill black people anymore, so we're going to quit. We have the public looking at us. Every time we do our job, the cell phones are on us, and you could sue our asses. And what they're saying is, we could sue your asses, and we hold you accountable. I'm going to quit because I'm doing bad shit, and I can lose my pension. So I'm quitting. Good. Get the fuck out. We'll get some good cops. We'll get some good rookie cops to do some policing. Huh? Go ahead. I'm listening.
That's not what they were talking about. They're saying that
they
can't do anything.
You just heard the story. That I just played for you in Seattle.
I just heard the story, but that's not what they were talking about. They had a protest that was getting out of hand, and they couldn't do anything about it.
No, that's not why they quit. The reason they quit, you're right, they could not do anything about it. They could not break people's heads open. They could not shoot people. And they could not really arrest people the way they like
to. It's okay for the public to throw bricks and rocks and glass and everything at the cops. But, you know, let them go in there and try to break that up and try to keep themselves from getting hurt. Then they're going to be arrested and they're going to be sued for doing that shit. Okay, I see where this is going. I don't like vigilante cops anymore. No, listen, Brian, I don't like vigilante cops any more than you do, but there's two sides to the street, okay? You don't want them to be vigilante cops, then you need to do what you're supposed to do and not throw fucking bottles and bricks and rocks at them.
And do you think, did you ever watch the films like in the 60s and the 70s when black protesters were walking and the cops hit them over the head with bricks and sucked their dogs on them? Wait a minute, you can't have it both ways.
No, I don't think that that was right either. No,
okay, then you have to pick a lane. You have to pick a lane.
Neither one should be throwing bricks and bottles and rocks at each other. Think that that was wrong what they did to Martin Luther King and the protesters back then. And I also think it's wrong for the protesters to be doing this shit to the cops. You know, you want them to protect you, but then you're going to turn around and sue their asses when they're not there fast enough for you because you want to take away the money that funds the police department.
That's not true. That's not true. Cops should be held. Good cops who follow the law will not get sued. But bad cops who go to the neighborhood and beat kids.
Be held accountable for everything that they do.
But cops are not being held accountable for anything. For nothing.
Now they are. Now they are.
Right. Because of George Floyd, they are. When it goes back to the beginning when you said, what did George Floyd do? Yes, now they are. We got a cop right now spending 22 years. Normally he wouldn't have spent anything. The reason he could put his knee on the guy's neck and just sat there and pose for the camera is because back in the day they could. All the cops have to say is, I was a fear for my life. And a lot of them shot black people in their backs because they can say, when they're running away, I was a fear for my life. What about holding that guy accountable? But they were never held accountable because they had this protection. And thanks to George Floyd, they have no protection anymore. They're being held accountable. And these little pussy cops who decide to retire, good, fuck you, goodbye, are probably the ones who are the bad ones, and they can't police the way they want to police and break some heads anymore. Because there are some good cops who will go through and follow the law and police where they should be policing. Let their fucking ass retire. We don't need them. We want them off the force anyway. There is the law, and the law should be accountable for police officers, too.
The law needs to be accountable for everybody, not just police officers.
But it was never accountable for the cops, Ellen. You're right. It should be accountable for everyone. But the police were not being held accountable. That's the problem. And now we're looking at it. And George Floyd opened a lot of people. It was a shame that he had to die. And let's forget about what somebody did in his background. He's not a good guy. He did cocaine. I did cocaine. He's not a bad guy because he did cocaine before. Hey, am I a bad guy? I did coke.
Okay.
Just make me a bad guy?
You didn't try to run away after you passed the phony $20 bill to a store. And when the manager came out and asked you to come in and be a big man about it.
No, wait. I'm going to stop you there. No. Contrary me weir. No. I did it too. Now, see, before you start doing these stories, no, there's been times when I was an actor, there has been time where I could barely make my rent, that I wrote a bad check. I wrote a bad check to get groceries. I wrote a bad check. That's
okay,
just
but
the
did
same.
You run away from it, or did you take care of it?
Oh, I ran like hell. Just like I was in the Olympics.
No, Brian, I'm being fucking serious, okay?
I am too. I am.
No,
there was times.
No, you're not.
I'm trying to tell you the truth. There has been times, and you don't want to listen, there has been times where I have written a bad check for groceries. And there has been times where I couldn't make, when I got the interest and said you got a bad check, there was times that I had these flaky jobs that I couldn't make that check good. There's been times where, I'm talking the lean time where I was an actor, that I had to close my account. I never made good on that check. There's time, they used to, at a point, there was a thing that used to come up. I used to work at a company called, it's a moving company. I don't know if it's still around, called the Starving Students Moving Company.
No, I've never heard of it.
This in California. But it was time that I was a starving actor. There was time that I had a studio apartment I was barely making. I got my gigs. My things ran out. I wrote a check to feed me, but I couldn't afford to make that check good. Now, if you're going to judge George Floyd because he passed a $20 thing, I did the same thing as far as a bad check goes. It's just the same. Mm-hmm. Or I did the same thing, or you're saying because he was not a good guy because he did cocaine. Well, you might as well put me in that area. You might as well put me there. And it doesn't really matter, because if I went out in my house and a cop put his knee on my neck and he goes, remember 2 years ago that you wrote that bad check? He didn't put his knee on my neck because I wrote that bad check. He didn't put his knee on my neck because I did cocaine. He didn't put his knee on my neck because I passed a $20 bill. You didn't have to put a knee on the man's neck for it. Wasn't even a crime that requires that force. He wasn't running away. He was cooperating. He didn't want to get in the car. I understand that he had some phobia. We all have phobia. They could have called for a backup car or whatever. They could have handcuffed that guy. They could have secured him. But that man wanted to kill him because he did not obey his command. So he executed this man in the street. He took a life, a husband, a father. He took their life because he knew he could. So if you're going to call him a bad man, you might as well call me a bad man. You might as well call you a bad woman. And I'm not going to execute you for some of the things you did in your past or whatever. We look at things we do now, and it was nothing. He did not execute that man for those reasons you just said, and you know it. And you know it. You know it.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is they should not have made that man a martyr.
What's your definition of a martyr?
Putting somebody
hero,
who had
a hero.
Had, no. A martyr
what?
To me, I mean, you know, okay, there are some people that might deserve to be martyrs. You know,
they won. Name one. Name one person who deserves to be a martyr, who died for his cause, and changed
the
world.
The guy that discovered plasma. He's a good guy. He discovered plasma.
Charles Drew is not a martyr. People don't even know who Charles Drew is. And I'm with you 100%. I think they should have had a Charles Drew Day instead of this stupid June 10th day. It's bullshit. But I agree with you there. I do agree with you there. You see, Ellen, you know, what a martyr, you know, we tend to, it's funny, as time goes on, we tend to put legends behind people who are no longer here. We put legends behind Malcolm X, and we put legends behind Martin Luther King. But towards the end of Martin Luther King's career, a lot of black people went away from him. He was a lonely man. A lot of black people didn't like Martin Luther King towards the end of his career. Malcolm X, too. So, but we tend to, as death goes and legends go, it seems like the legends are bigger than the man itself. You know what I mean? But one thing mm-hmm. you cannot take away from George Floyd is that he put a spotlight on what cops been doing towards black people for years, and what cops been doing to women for years and getting away with it. Do you realize that when you arrest a cop and a cop goes to jury, the percentage of that particular cop, and it doesn't matter what he did, and people, the jury looks at this cop and he's all this and about law and order and this and this, and mm-hmm. and there could be a black person or a woman or a person of color saying that he messed up my civil rights or whatever. Do you know the percentage of this guy getting convicted, even if he did some criminal shit? What was it, 2%, less than 2%, that they would actually convict him?
Mm.
What George Floyd did was shine a light and say, we thought Ronnie King was going to do it. We thought Ronnie King was saying, finally, people get to see what's going on. That beat that man like you would not believe.
Okay, you know what, Brian? Okay, that's all good. I think what the cops did to Rodney King, you know, that was beyond going over the
edge. But they didn't
get
punished for it, though. But they didn't get punished for it.
Yeah, I know. They should have gotten punished for that.
Right.
But, okay, you know, yeah, George Floyd shining a light on the unaccountability of cops, that is all mm-hmm. good and well. Okay, mm-hmm. but that's where it should stop. Okay, don't keep making that man out to be a good man because he was not a good person.
Nobody making him a good man. And what do you
yeah,
mean?
They are.
You keep saying he's not. But you know, you keep saying he was not a good person. Why do you say that?
He was doing shit just before he got caught.
Well, what was he doing? Cocaine?
He passed a $20 bill. He had just gotten out of jail that day.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me just go over it a little bit. First of all, they even said it. He did not know that a $20 bill was a bad bill. How many times have you went to Walmart and you handed them a $20 and they looked at it at the light? How many times have you seen that?
I don't use cash anymore, so I don't hand them $20
bills. Okay. Have you ever used cash and they looked at it in the light to see if it was authentic? Have you ever done that?
Yeah,
have you ever seen it?
I've done that myself, too, when I was a cashier.
Now, what happens? Do you realize, because Amy, I talked to Amy, she's in the banking business. She's saying that's bullshit because the average person don't know about that bill, that counterfeit bill. Did you know that majority of the money, 99% of the money that you have in your pocket, you don't have it in your pocket, just go with me, 99% of that money, dollar bills that you have in your pocket, will have traces of cocaine on it. Did you know that?
Yeah,
Did you know that? Okay. So now what you're saying is that they were saying that he did not even know he passed that 20. Now, if you really want to go to the blame, it's that guy, the checker, who said, okay, I let him go, and then I reported him. He could, if he thought that $20 was just fake, he could have just said, you know what, this shit is fake, man. You can't buy no cigarettes. But then he feels guilty because he says, I knew the shit was phony because I had to put it up to the light, but I let him go anyway. It looks like he needed it. And then that's what happened. Then he decided, well, I better call the cops anyway because I don't want to be short of my tail. So if you want to go really to the beginning, that motherfucker behind the counter should have said, hey, man, this bill's not good. Because I'm saying it happens to a lot of people out there right now that when they look in that light, and some of them will say, this bill is not good. Should I? I mean, I have done that. I have gone to the store, and they have looked at my 50, and they looked at my 20. And what happens if I got the – and I cringe, because what happens if I got the wrong bill that was passed to me? What happens if that bill was given to me by my bank? What happened if that bill was given to me by the store and everything? And they're looking at it, and I got it, and they're saying, all right, you're trying to pass for counterfeit. Am I a bad person? I'm just asking you.
I mean, no, the thing is, okay, you would probably stay there and handle it. You wouldn't run.
Yeah, he didn't run. Look at the video.
Yes, he did. He did not run. He walked out
of the store.
And they told him to come back.
No, he did not run. He went in the store and he walked out. He didn't run from them, unless I saw
a
different video.
He wouldn't come back in and talk to them, Brian.
I didn't see that video.
He would not go back into the store and talk to them.
I'm
going to
have to look at that video. You know what? I'm not gonna say I didn't, because I did not see that. But anyway, let's go past that.
Yeah, the manager even went outside. The manager went outside and asked him to come back in and handle it. Pay for the cigarettes with real money, and he would not.
I'm going to have to look for that video. They have him interviewed. I will look at it, but let's just say that, okay? Okay, let's just say you're right. Hey, let's just go further. Let's say George Floyd went in there and stole a bottle of liquor and ran out of that store, okay? Let's say that. Let's just go there. Does it still have the – and you're saying he's not a good person because he stole some liquor? What happened about these mothers? What about these mothers that go to the store and they steal something to feed their babies because they don't have enough money? Would you say that they're bad people? Just because he did cocaine doesn't mean – you know how many people that does cocaine? Bill Clinton did cocaine. You know how many people that did cocaine? Oh, George Bush, man, he was a cocaine kid. He was a president of the United States. So you're saying people who do cocaine are bad people?
No, I'm not saying that, Brian. I'm just saying he had a rap sheet from the time that he was a teenager.
So he was not being convicted of his rap sheet. That cop did not put the knee on this guy's neck because of his rap sheet. Or because of that bill. Or because of he had cocaine after he left jail. You know why he put his knee on that neck? He wanted to execute that black man in public because he could. And if he did say, you know what, you have a former rap thing and you got this bill, they would handcuff him and took him to jail. Did they have to execute this man? Really? Stop it. You know better. And just because he did cocaine, and just because of he got a bad thing, does not mean he's not a bad. You know what? Sometimes good people do bad things, and I know you don't believe it because you're better than that. Good morning, King. Good morning, Latia. Welcome to the show, Ellen's
hey,
here. King's here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good.
Hey.
Well. I welcome different opinions on Floyd. My opinion, I understand what you're saying, Ellen, and I'm proud that you can speak and knowing that you may get some slings and arrows at you, and I'm glad you stick to your thing. You're welcome to your opinion. I think George Floyd shed a light and opened up white people's eyes that what black people have been experiencing for a long time. White people knew what was going on, but they ignored it.
Yep.
They didn't want to see it.
Yep.
They didn't want to believe it. But the news forced them to look at the awful truth that what is going on. So, yes, and not only Breonna, is it Taylor? I'm sorry. Dante, and we can go with Skittle Boy. We can go with him. And that man had the nerve to sell that gun because who shot Tavon. And he sold that gun for auction, and some racist bought that gun for killing that boy. We've been knowing what's been going on for a while. So you may not think George Floyd may not be the poster child that you would like and that sparkly, clean personality that you would like to worship, but he is a symbol of everything what's wrong with the police department and everything that's been wrong going on with the black community for years. And with that... he did not die in vain. That's just my opinion. I'm going to go to you, Mr. King of Kings, Mr. King Webb, your opinion before we move on.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Like, I watched the video and everything, you know, and whether the $20 was fake or not, you know, if it was fake, you know what? He was wrong, and he should know he was wrong. If it was real, okay, that's over with. To the next part, the thing is like the police should have checked the $20 to see if it was real or if it was fake. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even
mm-hmm.
know if any of that was, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I haven't really looked into it. I just, you know, I seen what I seen, and that was it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to go to the part where he was being, you know, arrested and all that kind of stuff. And so this is the part where I may offend some people, and if I do, well, then you know what? Who cares? But my thing is, like, regardless of, I don't care what color you are. I'm gonna start out like that. No matter what color you are, that does not give the right to the officers to just kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and. You know, I mean, like, I'm serious. Like, I don't care what color you are. No
mm-hmm.
cops should be putting their meat on your neck to kill you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people know what's going on, but so many people
mm-hmm.
have been comfortable. So many people have been programmed. So many people are just don't care. This is what they enjoy seeing. And so some people, you know, when they seen this, they didn't see nothing wrong because they're either accustomed to things, or they
mm-hmm.
may love it. Who knows what they you know think? But for a cop to use their knee to kill another black man, that's
mm-hmm.
ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter what kind of crime they committed, or what color they may have been. That doesn't give the right for a cop to put their knee on your neck. And anybody
mm-hmm.
who didn't see that wrong, then maybe they're the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They're the problem. Just like, why would you kill a young boy who's just minding his business, drinking on Arizona tea and eating some damn Skittles? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
why would you bang on somebody's door and get mad and then kill? You know,
mm-hmm.
like you know the
mm-hmm.
the boy that got killed in Texas, Botham Jean or whatever his name was, like. Like, we've been doing this for so long, you know what I'm saying? And so a lot
mm-hmm.
of people were getting offended because the light is starting to fucking shine, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're not trying to give George Floyd the glory and all this other stuff of what people, you know, are trying to say in so many words. The matter of it is that this shit needs to stop, you know what I'm saying? It needs to stop. Just like people committing these stupid-ass crimes, and then it's leading to them getting killed, it needs to stop, period. You know what I mean? And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have people who disagree, and they be like, well, he deserved to get killed because he shouldn't have been in the store doing this and doing that. And it's like, no, you know what I'm saying? And so normally when the tables turn like this and it's someone of their own color and they're getting harassed and this and that, normally they start feeling some kind of way because they feel like it shouldn't be happening. But at the end of the day, you know, these cops know what they're doing. I don't really know who the higher upper people are that actually
mm-hmm.
approve these officers to be officers, but whoever they are, they know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this and I'll leave it alone. And, you know, I mean, if anybody take it offensive, listener or whoever, you know, just take it how you want. But I always felt since the KKK has been removed off the street, they're inside these corporations now. They're inside these hospitals. They're on the police force. They're in these courtrooms. They're in, you know, they're behind in the courtrooms as judges. And at the end of the day, they're going to do what they were called to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call it like I see it. If they were called to take out black people, that's what they're going to do. So this is the world we live in right now. And I guess
mm-hmm.
that's the reason why I'm happy that I've raised my kids to get to learn almost everything I could teach them, as well
mm-hmm.
as, you know, be nice to everyone, and you know, play with everyone, play with people in different races and all that stuff. And that's why I teach them certain things, because they need to know these things. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just sad. It's just sad that we came to this point in life to where you got one person who is seeing the same thing we're seeing, and they're praising the fact that the man's been killed. You know what I'm saying? You know, then
right.
then you have another set of people who have seen what we've seen, and they're both saying, well, yeah, that's not right. He shouldn't have put his, you know what I mean? So you just, you know, I don't know, man. Some people like this, some people don't, and then you got some people, they just don't care. You know what I mean? As long
right.
as the nigga's dead and go, they don't care. And that's a poor mm-hmm. mind to have, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I mean, I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood, and
mm-hmm.
I grew up around a lot of white people, all of that stuff. I did all that stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's all about how you carry yourself, you know what I mean? And,
right.
you know, from my understanding, yeah, George Floyd may have been on cocaine. He may have, you know, done all these other little things. But
mm-hmm.
it's like when I hear people mention that stuff, it's like, so
mm-hmm.
basically you're telling me he should have been killed because he was doing this? No. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the way I see it, you know what I mean? Because nobody is perfect, you know what I mean? So,
right.
you know, whatever that man was doing, he was doing. But whatever he was doing to get in trouble, he didn't deserve to get that knee in his neck. And with that being said, you know, that's all I got to say.
I agree. I agree 100. Latia, what's your view on George Floyd? You think that he shined a spotlight on things that white people just ignored before, or do you think he did something that's really heroic? Well, not dying is not heroic, but he did something that made people think, and we can look at the police department a different way. What's your view?
I think now his dying could have been, they had to kill him the way they did, but you know, at the end of the day, his you know, his death did shine a light on like a lot of people, because that's really all they talk about. Oh, we gonna get this dirty cop. Oh, now they're starting to say they don't like cops and all this extraness.
Right.
But like my mama said, and like I said, you know, regardless if he knew George Floyd and they had their little altercations, he still didn't have no right to put his knee on that man's neck. If that
That's
man
true.
Was saying he can't breathe, officer, I can't breathe, I'll comply, I'll get in the car, I'll do this, I'll do that, he should have got off that man, put him. Even though he was already in handcuffs, he should have just put him in the car and let the people deal with him. But no, he wanted to put in his own. What is wrong with you? You don't spit on me, boy.
Yeah. I agree. I agree.
And then it's opened up a lot of, you know, people of our time, because we was never safe with the police officers anyway. That's
mm-hmm.
why everybody want a video every time they get pulled over. Even if it's a black cop, they want a video just in case of something happening. But you should have been did that. But I don't.
Yeah.
I don't too much care for police officers, so. They just
really.
I
do
know
you
they
think
need to get them other people.
Really, do you believe that there are good police officers that really help the community at all?
I mean, it's some good police officer and it's some bad, but the bad,
right.
over, you know, the bad makes the good look like they bad too. So it's like, it's kind of hard to say, is they really good police officers? So,
You just don't know which one's going to show up to you, right? You don't know which
right.
one, is it the good one or the good or the bad cop that's going to pull you
yeah.
over. I hear what you're saying. You just don't know. And that's the problem with the police, is that you just don't, I'm hoping I get the good one, you know, but
for
oftentimes.
For real, because I don't even know what happened in front of my baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame. See, you know, that's the only business, you know, if you really think about it, if you go to any business, Walmart, whatever, you're not going in there going, I hope I get the good cashier, you know.
Okay.
Not the bitch who throws things at me and tell me get the fuck out of the store, or the mechanic. I hope I get the good mechanic. Well, I do that with the mechanic. Okay, that sounds fair. But you see where I'm going, right? And Ellen, that seems to be the problem, is that nobody, we don't think that the cops are bad, but it seems like the bad cops overshadow the good cops. And when they come to your door, at least you're in the black community, you don't know which one is the good one or which one's the bad one. You got a 50-50 thing. You know, in my situation, I always like to put my situation in a lot of these things. I'll tell a quick story, and everybody hates my story, but I have to tell it because here's how I can relate to it. Okay, here we go. We'll call our hero Brian. There's no other name for it. So our hero, Brian, was sitting there watching TV, minding his own business. Next door was a bad guy. He happened to be black. Okay, he kind of roughed up his girlfriend once in a while. All right, he roughed her up. She ran. You know, all of a sudden, the cops came to next door. Black man, I'm sitting there watching my TV show, getting ready, the hero, getting ready to do his show, going, what should I talk about? Oh, yes, puppies and daisies. What a nice theme. Cops leave. I'm hearing a commotion. I see the blue cops, and I see the uniforms going, oh, what the fuck, because they're coming through my, come to my unit to get to his unit. I'm going, what the fuck? Okay, they're gone. Next thing I hear is a pounding on the door. Bam, 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 bam. I'm going, oh, shit. Now, I did partake in a little smoky the night before, so I'm still a little paranoid when somebody pounding on my door. And it was some good shit. Really good shit. That lasted the next morning, which I was very buzzed. I stayed at my house. I opened the door. That's what I do. I'm not going out in the street like that. I open the door, and there he is. And I don't really know him that well. I said, hello. There he goes, Brian. I go, yeah. Brian. Brian, yeah. The cops are coming to my house. And I go, yeah.
Brian, I have to mute myself because they're cutting the grass across the street.
Okay, go ahead. And he goes, I got to get out. I go, okay, that's your problem. He goes, I have my clothes here because when they come over, they may arrest me. I'm going, well, damn. He goes, can you do me? Swear to God, I got my laundry. I go, yeah, can I put my laundry in your house and then you can meet me at the laundromat and I can wash my clothes? I thought it was a strange request. I'm like, okay, fuck you. Fine. Put the laundry in my house. Next thing I know, I am not lying. I never seen a person run so fast and jump over a wall except in an Olympics. I'm going, look at him go. Right? Now, the motherfucker has his clothes in my house, and then he says, just come to the laundry room and give me my clothes. All right. I'm helping the brother out, you know? He needs to get his clothes washed. I'm walking down the street. The cops go to my landlord, and they ask for this nigger who just hopped the fence, who lived next to me. And it was a white woman. She goes, I don't know where he is, but Brian knows him. That's what she said to the cops. Swear to God, this is all true. And the cops go, who's Brian? Oh, Brian lives next door. And there he is walking down the street. And the cops goes, what? Now, I'm walking down the street with the guy's clothes. He doesn't fit me. I'm 6'2", 250. This guy's about 5'4", 300 pounds, whatever. You just see him climbing this wall. I'm saying, I'm going to get rid of this shit. I'm halfway to the laundry thing because there's only two blocks up the street. I get pulled over by the cops. They go, you come here. I go, what? Give me your license. Give me your registration. They check me out. They said, okay, you're okay. I go, okay. He goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the laundry. Is that your clothes? Yeah. That's why I'm going to the laundry. Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to let you go. All right. I got to do my laundry. And I realize I'm still high, and you're repeating shit, right, King? You're thinking, I'm just repeating shit. I'm going to the laundry. I get to the laundry. I don't see the motherfucker. I wait 2 minutes, and all of a sudden, four cop cars block the street, the intersection. I'm going, oh, there's something new. Another cop car has blocked the other street. I wonder what's going on there. It must be some motherfucker in trouble. Little did I know it was me. And they start walking towards me. I'm going, oh. Three cops saying to me, goes, you lied to me. I go, what did I lie about? Those aren't your clothes. I thought you were doing the laundry. I go, all right, you got me. They're not my clothes. Where is he? Where is who? And they're looking for the neighbor. You're hiding them, aren't you? I go, no, I'm not hiding them. Meanwhile, as soon as they came up to me, I called my girlfriend, who happened to be white, and I said, there's going to be some shit going on, and I think I'm the shit. Get your ass over here. She goes, all right away. So if I explained to the officers that, hey, these are not my clothes. I did lie to you, but I don't know the dude. You do know the dude. No, I don't. I don't know the dude. My girlfriend arrives. I go, officer, there's a problem. He goes, yeah, he's hiding. He goes, no, I live with him. We don't know the dude. You sure you don't know the dude? No, we don't know the dude. So they go away, right? I'm thinking, okay, great. We arrive to the house. 8 cops right on the lawn waiting for us. I go, shit. And that cop's going, we think you're hiding this guy. I go, we are not hiding this guy. We want to search your unit. And my girlfriend at that time, of course, that with the white privilege, you ain't searching nothing. And she goes, ma'am, no, you're not. Do you have a warrant? She knew that I had a bong in the house, and it was still smoking from last night. And by that time, it was not legal at the time. That shit was still on fire. And I forgot about it. And the cop says, ma'am, I could keep you here, and we can call the supervisor, and we can get a warrant. But nobody goes into that place until we get a warrant. We're thinking, and I go, let them go in. She goes, no, we're not letting them go in. They need a warrant for this shit. And I said, I pulled her over, and I said, hey, look, if you don't let them go in, they're going to go in anyway, and they're going to target my ass. And I'll be walking down the street looking over my shoulder for these fucking cops, man, because they'll talk to themselves, and they're going to target my ass sooner or later. I said, go on in. They went in. They didn't find anything. One guy came out high because I know he looked like he was stoned because his eyes were spinning around. He says, all right, if you see this guy, let him know. I go, I will. Goodbye. Okay. And I said, you see, just get rid of him. Could have went either way. How you handle it. So there you go, Alan. What is the moral of the story is that if they really want you, my father used to say, don't give them a reason, because that's all they're looking for is a reason. Don't give it to them. And that was the story. Alan's on mute. That's a little story there. So just comply, but sometimes when you comply, you can get killed, like George Floyd. He didn't have to die. A man did not have to die. Dante did not have to die. When a woman said, taser, taser, and she shot him with a gun. Trayvon Martin did not have to die. Brianna did not. We can go on and on and on. You don't bust through a house and start firing because you think somebody. And then the guy fires at you, too, is because he didn't know who you were. You didn't even identify yourself. So what are you going to do? Let a burglar bust in your house going, Mr. Burglar, are you a police officer? No, I'm here to rob you and kill you. Okay, now I can pull my gun? What we're trying to say is that George Floyd put a spotlight on you white people who ignored it, and you knew what was going on. You did not want to see it. You did not want to hear it, but you knew what was going on, and the news put it in front of your face that you couldn't ignore it anymore. Here we go. So we're going back with what does defund the police mean? Here's what it means. George Floyd's death has galvanized much of America to move the needle towards police reform, such as defunding police. That was previously viewed as radical. Now, defunding the police, a lot of black people don't agree with defunding the police. We need police. We just don't need militia. Defund the police means reallocating or redirecting funding away from the police department to other government agencies funded by local governments. That's it. It's simple. What it means is that we give the police department $4.1 million for their budget. Well, instead of giving them $4.1 million, we give them $2.5 million, and we use the other funds, as they were saying, infrastructure, community policing, mental health counselors, blah, blah, blah. So we just don't give them all the money, but we'll use some of that money to help with the community. That's what it means. But the word defunding the police, the racists and Fox News decide to take it to attack the Democrats. As to defund does not mean abolish policing, and even some who say abolish do not necessarily mean to do away with law enforcement altogether. Rather, they want to see the rotten trees of policing chopped down and fresh roots replanted anew. New Jersey is a good example. Nearly a decade ago, Camden disbanded, abolished its police force, and dissolved a local police union. This approach seems to be what Minneapolis wants to do in some form, though the nuances are important. And that's it. Calls for service, what it means is that the data shows that 9 out of 10 calls for service are for nonviolent encounters, meaning 9 out of 10 of the police calls are for nonviolent encounters. Now, this does not mean that an incident will not turn violent, but police at times contribute to the escalation of violent force. Police officers' skill set and training are often out of sync with the social interactions that they have. Police officers are most likely trained in use of force tactics and worst-case scenarios to reduce potential threats. However, most of their interaction with civilians start with a conversation. Well, there you go. Basically, they're trained to kill you. So that's it. So now here's Fox News. I'm not going to go on and on and on because it's boring myself. So Fox News took that, and here's Fox News with defunding the police. Here's what they have to say.
Let's bring in our panel there. Start with that discussion. Kimberly Strassel, a member of the editorial board at the Wall Street Journal. Harold Ford Jr., former Tennessee congressman, CEO of Empowerment Inclusion Capital, and former Education Secretary Bill Bennett. Bill, let me start with you. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people over the past couple of days. They're kind of scratching their head, saying this is really political jiu-jitsu on the part of Democrats, flipping it around, even though a lot of them are on camera talking about defunding the police.
Yeah, this is a very hard sell for the Democrats to suggest that they are strongly behind the police, that they're tough on law and order. The only thing that might help is some tapes from Biden in the 80s when he was chairman of judiciary, when I was the drug czar, and he'd say, you've got to be tougher on these people. You've got to lock them up for a longer period of time. But I don't think they want to get those out. What we got to realize is that while the most radical elements in the Democratic Party were talking about defunding the police or dismantling the police altogether, most of the Democrats in the Congress were quiet. The president was ambiguous. The vice president less than ambiguous in the wrong direction. Jim Clyburn said, whoa, 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 this is a mistake. But he did not have a lot of echoes there.
Yeah. And just to give you a little montage of some of those sound bites, you don't have to go far, but here they are.
Yes, I support the defund movement because this is about the investment in our communities.
I am for defunding the police.
Not only do we need to defund, but we need to dismantle and start anew.
Many affluent suburbs have essentially already begun pursuing a defunding of the police in that they fund schools, they fund housing.
All right, and one more soundbite here. This is Peter Ducey asking about those comments to Jen Psaki. He was trying to say it's Republicans defunding.
Let's talk about who defunded the police. When we were in Congress last year trying to pass a rescue plan for cities that were cash-strapped and laying off police and firefighters, it was the Republicans who objected to it.
How is it that that is an argument to be made when the president never mentioned needing money for police to stop a crime wave when he was selling the American Rescue Plan?
The American Rescue Plan, the state and local funding, something that was supported by the president, a lot of Democrats who supported and voted for the bill, could help ensure local cops were kept on the beat in communities across the country. As you know, didn't receive a single Republican vote.
Okay. Harold, where are you on this? I mean, straighten this out from a Democratic perspective.
So politics, you're going to have politics. I give the Democrats a little credit for trying to play a brand of politics that may or may not work by shifting some of the responsibility. But here are the facts. There were some serious people who had some really dumb ideas about defunding the police a year ago. I was not one of them. I made clear that any person speaking that book obviously doesn't care about the people that he or she represents, nor do they live in a community that needs policing, and I might add all communities do. Good policing roots out violence. good policing roots out gun violence and the awful things that happen, and they're happening in many cities. I might add the great affirmation, political affirmation we have this evening about Democrats. If you look at the top two Democrats that finished in the mayoral race, both were against defunding the police. One is a former captain of the police department, and that was in a Democratic primary. Democrats are going to have to get away from this issue, though, for all the obvious reasons. I think Secretary Bennett is right about the political predicate, and your polling confirms it, Brett, that if Democrats are seen as being weak on crime, weak against violence in communities, big cities, small cities alike, we're going to lose. I might add Republicans need to come around on this ghost gun issue. Biden is right about that. But the optics and the messaging, Democrats are going to have to shift and shift dramatically to get this right.
Obviously, this all sets up, Kimberly, to the 2022 next round of elections, the midterms. We're a long way from that, but still it's a big factor.
Well, yeah, and it's why you see Republicans expressing some optimism about their chance, because, look, politics is local. We talk about this a lot. You showed that poll. And people are seeing crime in their cities, and that is something that really, really resonates with them. And one of the remarkable things here is why it's taken so long for the White House to come around on this, because Harold's right, starting last summer, it was only a few voices, but it's the silence that has really hurt the rest of the Democratic Party. And even in the wake of last year's midterm, there were a number of Democrats who lost their seats who came back to the party and said, we did because of the defund the police argument. We've got to stop it. And yet it's continued on. So we'll see what kind of damage control, where this damage control gets them. But once that meme has sunk into a lot of voters' minds, it can be very difficult to reverse that trajectory.
Yeah, former President Obama was one of them. Last word on kind of how the 2022 races, while, again, we're far away, Bill, are shaping up and the confidence that maybe you're hearing on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, I think the Republicans are right to be confident, but be very careful. We know how good the Democrats are on these things, and Republicans need to be sharp. On the crime issue, again, they have to remind people, really remind people of what people already know. You're not going to persuade people that the Democrats are tough on crime. I used to defend Donald Trump on a lot of things, but if someone said, he's abrasive, don't you think? I wouldn't say, well, no, he isn't. Yeah, he was. Just swallow it, live with it, and say we made a mistake there, and now we're back on track.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to...
There you go, and I agree with him. That was Fox News. Now, here's the statistic. It is true. First of all, Ellen, I want to thank you for giving your opinion, and I want to thank for you strongly that you appreciate it. That's one of the things I like about you. Good job. Nobody here wants to defund the police. It's a stupid idea. Even Biden's against it. You get some people on the Democrat Party who are stupid, who are moronic. We do need more policing. We do need good cops out there. We do need
You know what, Brian? Okay, you know, the people here in New Orleans, crime is up here in New Orleans because
right.
we have little teenagers who are following adults, and they have a really bad carjacking ring that's picking up housing here in New Orleans. I mean, and these kids are going around. You know, they're stealing these people's cars. One person got killed because of this carjacking ring.
Right.
And the problem is New Orleans does not have enough police right now.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. You know, New Orleans had a big crime rate. I mean, when I was going up there, your daughter was worried that I would take the wrong street. I would get killed. So what I'm trying to say is, if I have a domestic violent case coming here, some woman's kicking my ass because I will not hit a woman. I want you to defend myself, and I can only defend myself so much with a knife and a hatchet with no fingers. But I can defend myself. With that one little finger I have left, I'm going to hit 911. And I really don't want a marriage counselor to come to my house going, oh, I see the problem here. It's rage. Let's all sit down and let's talk about it. I want a cop to come to my door and shoot the hell out of that woman. With that one finger that I have left, I'm going to point at her. There she is. You know the one with the hatchet that had that mean look on her face? That's the one. And knowing the cop, all right, nigger, I'm going to take you in. You probably aggravated her. But anyway, let's not go there. But I don't want a mental health counselor coming to my door. I don't need somebody to come to my door and say, you know, the police are busy, but we're here to help. Get out of here. I need somebody with a gun and shoot her. So, no, I am not for defunding the police. I think you're idiotic. Stop it. I want the police to be accountable for what they do. I want new training for the police. I want to be able to say they cannot be protected because as of right now, police officers cannot be sued. Police officers rarely go to jail. And as we saw with Chavin, whatever name his is, and we got four other of those cops coming up in August. It's not done yet. They're going on trial in August who are watching this and shit. So I want them to be responsible. All right, we're going to move on now. And like I said, our stories are very interesting today. And we're going to go to our main story, which is, what's wrong with your Johnson? And we're going to talk about what's going on right now with Johnson & Johnson. And don't forget to stay tuned because some of you ladies want to think you can make some money on Pornhub and want to be a porn star thinking you're going to be rich. Well, we're going to really explore that.
So, you know, that Johnson & Johnson thing, you know, people, I'm really afraid, Brian, that they're going to close Louisiana down again because Louisiana is one of the hot spots right now, and it's because of these dumbass people that don't want to get their shot, you know, and then they're going to sit there and complain, well, I need to go back to, well, you know what, dumbass motherfucker, you should have got your shot. And, you know, I'm not afraid to tell somebody that, you know. And I'm going to tell you something right now. My son is one of the dumbass motherfuckers that won't get the shot.
Right. Right. I agree. But before we move on to that, I just want to give you some crime statistics. Crime has been up. So when you start having that conversation about defunding the police, you got to know what you're actually talking about. Because crime, and Ellen was right, crime has risen like you would not believe.
Well, yeah, because one of the reasons why is because it's summertime, and they say that crime always goes up during the summer because you have all these little hoodlum kids out on the street with nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they have a carjacking ring that is, you know, that has the youngest one, Brian, that they caught in this carjacking ring. They have caught a couple of them, and you want to know the youngest, the age of the youngest?
Which?
12
what is the age?
Years old. 12.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. Well, here's the stats. Crime rate by state, this is 2021. Crime is alive and well in the United States. As a nation, we have relatively high crime rates. However, they have decreased significantly over the 25 years. The crime rate in the U.S. is about 47.7% per 100,000 people. But here we go. Some of the stats may come as a surprise to you. Tennessee, by the way, this state holds the number one spot for the highest crime rates, which is 643.6 violent crimes for every 100,000 residents. That's very high.
Damn.
Tennessee also places first.
That surprises me.
Yeah. Tennessee also places first in the country for aggravated assaults.
That's all them mountain people beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
All them
mountain people beating the fuck out of each other. Yep. Well, there you go, Asa. Martha, get over here. My Jen, I don't know why I have to be over there.
They need Barney Fife in his one bullet.
That's right. That's right. Nip it in the bud. That's it. We used to have that, right? We don't have that anymore. but this is – but crime has risen. It is truth. And when you talk about defunding the police, you have no idea what you're talking about. Let me see. Here we go. So Tennessee, believe it or not, is the highest area for aggravated assault. How's that for 2021?
Cool.
2021. My God. Then we move on to from Tennessee, and then we're going to go to our main story. But it is the truth. Let me look at it a little further. I was going to play it, but I can't. Oh, here you go.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
There you go. Thank you, Barney. Here it is. What U.S. city has the most crime per capita? We already. This seems most clear by the fact that the five biggest cities in America, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Philadelphia, are also the five cities with the most violent crime. With that said, while New York City, which has the largest population total, has the largest violent crime total. What are the top five violent cities in the U.S.? Here you go. The 100 most dangerous cities in the U.S. I don't even know what this is. Bessemer, Alabama? I never heard of it. Is that Ellen?
Bessemer. Yeah, I've heard of it. It's not that far from Pinson and all that.
They're number one on the list of the top 100 most dangerous cities in the U.S.
They have a bunch of hillbillies living there too. My aunt and uncle live there. They're hillbillies.
They'll have eyes. Number one, Bessemer, Alabama. Number two, East St. Louis. Now, we're saying the 100 most dangerous cities in the U.S. Number three, Monroe, Louisiana. Is there a Monroe, Louisiana?
Yes, there is. It's like 4 hours away from me.
That's number three. These are the most dangerous cities in the U.S. Number three, Monroe, Louisiana. Number four, St. Louis, Missouri. Number five, Detroit, Michigan. Number six, Baltimore, Maryland. Number seven, Memphis, Tennessee. Number eight, Camden, New Jersey. Number nine, Flint, Michigan. Number 10, Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Wow.
Number 11, Danville, Illinois. Number 12, Godsden, Alabama. These are the 100 most dangerous cities in the U.S.
Is it Godsden? Is it Godsden or Godsden?
G-A-D. Where was I? Okay.
Yeah,
G-A-D-S-D-E-N. Godsden, Alabama.
Godsden. Yeah.
Number 13, Kansas City, Missouri. Number 13, as the most violent cities in America, in the U.S. Kansas City, Missouri. Number 14, Wilmington, Delaware. Number 15, Little Rock, Arkansas. What's going on with Arkansas and Alabama? Damn. Number 16, Rockford, Illinois. Number 17,
Saginaw, Michigan.
Okay, number 18. Missouri, City of Missouri is 14. Wilmington, Delaware. Number 15, Little Rock, Arkansas. Number 16, Rockford, Illinois. Number 17, I already said it. Saginaw, Michigan. And 18, Chester, PA. Those are the most dangerous and violent cities in the U.S. So if you live there, New Orleans did not make it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Monroe, Louisiana, but New Orleans did not make it.
I'm surprised.
Right. And what state has the less crime? Here you go. New Hampshire has the distinction of having one of the lowest crime rates in the United States, burglaries included, apparently for good reason. The state has median income levels that are well above the national average and is relatively stable population, has not overly stressed and well-established infrastructure. What country has the most violent What country has the most violent crime? Colombia.
Because they have all those cartels and shit.
Right. Colombia is what some people may regard as the headquarters of places where the highest crime rates. The nation has earned a reputation as the world's kidnapping capital and a country's violent crime rate soaring through the roof. It is also known for its astonishing high rate of violent murders. What U.S. city has the most suicide? Okay, let's guess. What U.S. cities have the most suicide? There's only two of us here. Okay, Ellen, what do you think? What city has the most suicide?
I would say New York.
New York. How about you, Latia? What city has the most suicide? You would never guess this, but then it makes sense. What city has the most suicide? Las Vegas. Las Vegas has the highest suicide rate among the largest 54 urban areas in the U.S. According to a 2007 report by the National Association of County and Health Officials, Las Vegas, Nevada. What cities
wow.
in Texas have the highest crime rate? City in Texas, the most dangerous cities in Texas is Belmead. Ranking at the top of the list, Belmead has consistently ranked as one of the most dangerous cities in Texas for many years and is the city to Donna. I don't know who Donna. The second most dangerous city in Texas is Donna. I don't know. Donna was a city. Hubble, Texarkana, Alamo, Beaumont, Palmville, Houston, Elsa, San Antonio. What are the worst cities in America? What are the worst cities in America? Here you go. The violent crime and poverty place in America is Detroit, Flint, St. Louis, and Las Vegas are the worst cities in America to live in. These are the worst cities to live in. Detroit, Flint, Michigan, St. Louis, Missouri, and Las Vegas. And it's not good news for LeBron for Cleveland because Detroit, Michigan holds the dubious title of being the country's worst city to live in. Detroit, Michigan. What are the worst places to live in? Detroit, Michigan. What countries have the least crime? Switzerland. Switzerland has one of the lowest crime rates in the world, making it a safe place to live. What is the most dangerous state in America? Wow. I didn't realize this. What is the most dangerous state in America? Number five, Louisiana. There you go. You made the top five, Ellen. Woohoo! What is the most dangerous state in America?
Yeah. Okay.
Louisiana.
Monroe made it. Monroe made it with the most crime.
Really?
New Orleans didn't even make it on the list. Okay. Monroe made it. I have no idea.
What they said, what is the most dangerous state in America? Louisiana is number five. Arkansas is number four. Tennessee is number three. Number two, New Mexico. You don't even hear shit about New Mexico. They're number two. The most dangerous state in America.
They have all those aliens living there. That's why you don't hear anything, because those aliens zap all
they're experimenting
away.
With people.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that... Yeah, Roswell, New Mexico. That's where they have all the secret experiments.
And the number one, you're not going to believe it, the number one most dangerous state to live in, Alaska. Number one.
Wow, and you were just there not too long ago.
That's probably why it's
dangerous
they
have
now.
They have all those animals running around wild. All the mooses.
That's true. They did said the bears and everything. And what jobs have the lowest suicide rate? What jobs have the lowest suicide rate?
Working
the job
at home.
Category. Education, training, and library for men is installation, maintenance, and repair. What is the suicide rate per country? What areas are high crime rate? We already went through that. It's redundant. What areas are high crime? It's United Kingdom and Northeast England. We went in. Okay, what occupation has the highest mortality rate? Probably police. Found in occupation. Here it is. If you work in these jobs, you will die. Truck drivers is number one. Truck drivers have the highest mortality rate. What does your son do again?
He's a truck driver. He doesn't go to he's local now, meaning that the farthest he goes, I think he said, is Texas. That's the farthest he goes, and then he goes home every night.
Wow.
So
that's
he's not
number
gone
one
for weeks at a time.
That's number one. What occupation has the highest mortality rate? Number one is truck drivers. Number two is farmers. Number three is construction workers. Number four is laborers. And number five, I would never have guessed it, airplane pilots. Airplane pilots, they killed themselves.
Wow. I would have thought that police would have been on that list as number one.
I would do. It's just, I don't understand this one. This is the last one. What is 30-day mortality? I don't know what that is. 30-day mortality is a stat defined as death occurring within 30 days of a defined event.
Okay, I was about to say, what? After 30 days, you're
dead.
They kill your ass?
That's what it
they
is.
They kill your ass.
Right.
Remember that movie Logan's Run? Sarah Fawcett?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
After, you know, when you hit 30, they kill your ass.
That's right.
They don't want anybody older than 30.
That's right. But you know what's really dangerous about this, and I didn't think of it? Hospital admission. Listen very carefully. If you are admitted to a hospital, and chances are if you're there with 30 days or over, you're going to die. This is what it says. 30 days mortality. This is a stat defined as death occurring within 30 days. Within 30 days. Hospital admission is number one. If you're admitted to a hospital and you're there for 30 days, you're basically a dead man. You're dead. Diagnosis
okay.
of an infection, surgery. After having surgery and you're there for 30 days, kiss your ass goodbye. Surgery didn't work. Bye-bye. Having surgery.
Well, you know what? My mom's been in the hospital. Well, I don't know. She was there for 30 days, but,
right.
you know, I don't know. She could have been because she had open heart surgery one time. And this was on my 18th birthday, and she's still alive and kicking. I know she was there for a while, but I don't know if she was there for a month.
I don't know if she was there for a month, but it says epidemiology, the stats defined as death occurring within 30 days of hospital admission. What is epidemiology? What is that? That's a death thing. I just want to find out, then we'll move on. That is something. What is that?
Sorry.
It's a branch of medicine which deals with distribution, possible control of diseases, and other factors relating to health. It's kind of widespread. Come on, give me something else. What is that? Okay, here's the definition. Oh, I just read it. Okay. Distribution and possible control of diseases and other factors relating to health. Oh, basically, they're experimenting on your ass and giving you experimental drugs. Bye-bye. All right, when we come back, our main story.
I thought they were playing around with it, infectious diseases, and one of them got loose.
Probably. I don't know. But just remember, if you're in a hospital and they said, well, you're going to be here for 31 days, say no. Get the hell out quick. You know, no, I got to go. Because you're going to die. If you're in a hospital more than 30 days, you have a death sentence. That's what it said. Right, CBO? Right, CPO?
Did you hear that?
Yes. Son of the doctor.
We're doomed.
Give you a diagnosis.
This time you have gone too far. I see your point, sir. I don't like you either. How rude. Goodness gracious me. At last, where have you been? What are you talking about? Don't get that
like
rude.
CPO.
I've just about had enough of you. Hello, I think. I do believe they think I am some sort of god. I'm going to regret this. What is that?
Can you imagine being married to a guy like that?
I'm sure it must be your fault. You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you?
And we'll be right back.
With
Brian the Hammer Jackson, with Ellen Jay, and also Latia. Our next subject is What's Wrong with Your Johnson? And we'll be right back. If you'd like to come into the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. And you make money informed. I was talking and I was muted. Oh, my God. You should have heard me talk. I just want to say this next segment, What's Wrong With Your Johnson, is brought to you by Ellen Johnson Gifts and More, or Ellen J. Gifts and More. She has lovely gifts, and you can reach her now. Ellen, what are the main gifts that you have? Just give me one, and so you can set up our sponsor segment.
Well, right now, if you like taking care of your skin and you like smelling good, I have Perfectly Posh, which is bath and body items, skincare items. I mean, and we even have CBD gummy vitamins that help you relax and improve your mood.
And take it from Ellen Johnson with Ellen. Well, what's the name of the company, kiddo?
Ellen's Gifts and More.
Ellen's Gift and More. That's the segment that's brought to you by the next segment with that sponsoring What's Wrong With Your Johnson? Ellen Gifts and More. We'll be right back. Oh, by the way, the segment I'm playing with CeeLo is with Hall & Oates. So this is a different version of his Fuck You song, because if you listen, Hall & Oates is also singing with him on this particular one. And we'll be right back with porn. Do you think that's the easy way you ladies can make some money? Well, we're going to break that down. If you think you want to go on Pornhub and make some money, we actually had a morning crew member on Pornhub, and her site was not that high the last time I saw it. No, we did. We did. I won't mention her.
I
won't mention her.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're
talking
about.
You know who I'm talking about. Right.
Yes.
She did a couple of videos. I saw it. I saw a different part of her. But a lot of these people were thinking the pandemic, and a lot of you girls thinking, you know what, I can disguise myself. I'll go on Pornhub and make some money, because they have the same features like Google did with, YouTube. They're thinking they can make a lot of money. And so you think you want to be a porn star? We'll break it down to you. What is the salary of a porn star? But when we come back, What's Wrong With Your Johnson, sponsored by Ellen's Gift and More. We'll be right back. And here's CeeLo in Hall & Oates.
Change in my pocket. Wasn't enough. There's a lot of you. baby.
Yeah!
Yeah! That's right. BJ on your DJ. Doesn't work. Brian Johnson. I wish I could say BJ in the morning, but I can't do it, which stands for Brian Jackson. All right, this segment is sponsored by Ellen Gifts and More. Our main topic, what's wrong with your Johnson? Well, the reports, you know, there's some fuckery going on. A lot of fuckery. Headline. What you know about the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine and the Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's the latest. This was yesterday. The U.S., and we're going to make a live call. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration added a new warning for the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus shot. After a handful of people developed the Guillain-Barré syndrome following the vaccination.
Guillain-Barré.
Guillain.
It's not Guillain. It's Guillain-Barré.
It's
not
Barré. It's Bar. Listen, you.
It's Barré.
I'm a medical professional. Speaking French just because you're Louisiana and you're showing off. Guillain-Barré. Well, here's what's happening. It's known as GBS. It's a disorder when the immune system attacks the nerves. It's a very rare complication known to occur after many different types of infections and vaccinations, including the annual flu shot. See? The annual flu shot.
Yeah, but you also have to let people know, Brian. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they said this yesterday, that a lot of people, they get over it. It's not permanent. It's temporary. And they've only had 100 confirmed cases out of 28 million shots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine given.
It's still news. And I should read it. They said it's very rare. The immune system, I think I have it. I feel that somebody's attacking my immune system. I think I have the bar.
Yeah,
I have the bar.
Okay.
I feel it.
Okay.
I really do feel the bar.
Yeah.
I feel it attacking my immune system as I speak.
Yeah,
and my immune system is not
winning. You have a bar up against your back. That's the bar you feel.
I don't know. I think I have it. The immune system accidentally attacks particles within the vaccine and ends up attacking the nervous system. See, now I develop a tick after I got my shot. My head suddenly does involuntary movement. I could be talking to you, and all of a sudden, whoop, 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 whoop. I think it's
no, that's known as Tourette's. That's known as Tourette's.
I developed Tourette's. That's what I developed, one of the symptoms.
No!
How do you feel, Mr. Johnson? Well, I feel good. Come fuck yourself! I'm not bad.
If I ask you, you turnball. I feel
you
good.
You white son of a bitch. Don't leave it to me.
Oh, I think I'll come back for the second. The immune system accidentally attacks the particles within the vaccine and ends up attacking the nervous system, leading to a sudden onset of tingling and numbness. I got the tingling. I got some numbness going on. Does that mean if I got numbness in my testicles, like I got numb nuts? I don't know. Thank you, Alex. It's very serious, Alex. Very serious. I got some numb nuts. It's something that is well-known process in the medical world. And exceedingly rare with the vaccine.
I wonder if Cindy hears you out there and she's sitting there laughing her ass off.
Yeah.
She hears you.
No, she just shakes her head and going, really? But again, she's used to this. She gets the show 24/7. It's nothing new to her. Nothing I haven't said on the show that she hasn't heard many times before. I will go to her. Honey, she goes, yeah. Because she knows what will happen. can you kind of just bite my testicles? What? I think I got numb nuts after taking a shot. So she's used to that. Honey, you don't have nut nuts. Sydney will go, yeah, you might have it. Let's test it out, and she'll kick me in the balls. That's what she'll do. Can you feel that? It's something that is a well-known process in the medical world and is exceedingly rare with the vaccine. That's what Sharon Stuhl said. The immunologist, it's a word.
Yes, I know it's a word.
It's much more common to get GBS after contracting a virus or a bug with this vaccine or any other vaccine for that matter. So so if you had the COVID before and you took your shot, they're saying it's much more catching this kind of GBS if you were, you know, if you had a bug before. It could even be a flu bug. And if you get the shot from the Johnson & Johnson, you're more likely to contract that. That's interesting. Unless you have a history of GBS after the past infections or vaccination, this news shouldn't stop you from getting the J&J vaccine or any other COVID-19 vaccine if you haven't already had it. And if you already got the J&J shot, there's no reason to panic either. Here's what you should know. The cause of the Julianne Barr syndrome following the Johnson & Johnson vaccines are extremely rare. There have been 100 reports of GBS out of the 12.8 million, as Ellen was saying, J&J doses given. In other words, this is incredibly rare. It occurs mostly in men 50 and older, about 2 weeks after their vaccination. Wow, good thing, because I'm only 39. Complete silence in here. In the Johnson & Johnson clinical trial, two patients developed GBS 2 weeks after receiving an injection. One of the patients had received a placebo shot, and the other received the vaccine. The study concluded that there wasn't enough data to establish a causal relationship between the shot and GBS. But now that 100 people out of millions have developed GBS after vaccination, scientists are taking a closer look at the link. It appears that this is extremely rare. They keep saying that. And one in which the risk-benefits ratio still strongly favors the vaccine. It says here, if you experienced GBS in the past, health experts suggest talking to your doctor. And if you need be, consider opting for one of the messenger RNA or mRNA vaccines if you haven't received your shot already. There are a lot of great options available that can safely keep you protected against COVID-19 and the harm it causes. The GBS may also be a rare side effect for other infections and shots. GBS is a rare reaction which the immune system goes a bit haywire and attacks the nervous system when it occurs after vaccination. The immune system goes after the vaccine particles and ends up attacking the body nerves, causing weakness and tingling in the extremities. I'm going to have to put my dick in Cindy's mouth and see if I tingle. Honey, do you feel tingling? Not yet. Any tingling? Nope. Tingling? I feel something. Tingles. That could happen. That could happen. So it affects the nervous system, gives you a little tingling. That's all it does. It doesn't say how long it lasts, as Ellen was saying. I don't know if it's temporary. It doesn't say it. It just says that's what's going on here. And it occurs, usually if you're over 50, it occurs. If you have some kind of previous thing going on with you, and this could even happen during a flu shot. Again, it's very rare. It's tingling.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say something smart-ass while I was in the bathroom.
Well, how do you know I said something smart? You can still hear me?
No,
well, here
Rudy
it is.
Told me.
Oh, Rudy told you. Is Rudy there? Rudy's,
yeah.
You know what? Bitches get stitches. or snitches get stitches. All right, here we go. Causing weakness and tingling in extremities. That tingling rapidly spreads upwards from the feet to the thighs to the groin area and up. Ooh. Ooh. That's a sound of lovely tingling. Are you tingling yet, honey?
Not yet.
I feel something. Uh-oh. This is your medical report, sponsored by Ellen Gift & More. Tingles. So,
Wow.
So that's what it does. In rare cases, it goes to the groin and up. In very rare cases, it can eventually cause paralysis. Wouldn't that be something? It's like, honey, do you feel anything? Honey, what's wrong with you? I'm paralyzed. What? You're the only one who gets paralyzed with a blowjob. I was tingling. Now, can you move my body over and put some clothes on it? I can't seem to move my arms or my feet. Thank you.
Oh,
can you just roll? Can you roll me outside? I need to smoke. Okay. Oh boy. This is your medical report brought to you by Ellen's Gift & More. Well, the doctor isn't all surprised that there have been some cases of GBS in people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19. There is no known link between a GBS and COVID-19, but GBS has been tracked back to other infections, including Zika. Remember the Zika thing with the people with the small heads? gastrointestinal infections and respiratory infection. GBS is also known, but very rare, side effect after many different types of vaccinations. We see it with the flu shot every year, along with the new monococca vaccine, or cockle. Don't get the cocka. Get the new monococcal. You go, I heard it on the Brian show. I'd rather have the new monococca. What? The cocka. What show you been listening to, Brian? And he told you to get the caca? I want the caca. Don't get the caca. I want the caca vaccine. Well, get out of here, Aaron. I want the caca vaccine. What's Aaron's boyfriend's name?
Aiden.
Yeah, Aiden. Aiden would be coming out of there with a lollipop. I got the cocka vaccine, and I feel fine. All right. You can last night.
Aiden hasn't even got his shot yet.
Yeah, well, he's too young. He shouldn't get his shot. Well, they have the shots from 12 and older. It's a very, very rare side effect.
15-year-old can get it now.
He could get it now, yeah. Well, maybe his parents don't want him to have the shot. Maybe he doesn't want to get it.
His dad got the shot.
Mm.
No, his mom is worried that he's going to be taken over by aliens.
That's true. I have seen that happen. Oh, sure. You go to Walmart on a Saturday, those people are not from this planet. Look at them. It's very, very rare side effect, but among neurologists, it's something we see after flu infections. And less commonly, the flu shot. GPS appears to be even rarer with the J&J COVID vaccine compared to other vaccines like the flu shot. So people are taking a flu shot every year, so you're more susceptible to get the GPS with a flu shot than you are with the J&J COVID vaccine. Now, can you transmit the GBS? Yes, you can. Recovery in most cases is smooth. It's often treated with hospitalization, during which time patients receive an infusion of immunoglobulins. I might have mispronounced it. But, Doc, can I get the goblins? What? I heard I'm right.
Can I get the goblins?
Immunoglobulins. G-L-O-B-U-L-L-I-N-S. Globulins. Globulins.
Immunoglobulins.
Same thing. So you don't want to get your infusion of your immunoglobulins, which helps settle the immune system. Most people, but not all, will fully recover from the weakness over a period of months. There you go. That's what you said, Ellen. Most people will fully recover from the weakness over a period of months. According to the Mayo Clinic, 60 to 80% of the people can walk at they can walk at 6 months. Honey, yeah. Can you put on my shoes? I can't feel my feet. But in 6 months, I'll be able to do this. Don't you worry about a thing. Can you take me to the bathroom? I can't feel my dick. But in 6 months, I'll be able to feel it. Can you imagine having sex? You feel anything, honey? Nope, not at all. But in 6 months, you just wait. I'm going to come like a motherfucker. Don't laugh, Ellen. I was almost there. Were you? Yeah, in about 5 months from now. That's it. So you will recover in 6 months. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? Ellen, we're going to make a call to the CDC right now, and we're going to ask them about the goblins. We're going to ask him about what's going on with the J&J because there's conflicting stories about the Pfizer. People right now, the CDC and other WHO says you don't need the booster, but Pfizer is saying you do. And we know it's all about the money. So we're going to get this straight. Coming from the CDC with the Pfizer shot, do we need the boost or not? And we have time. I was talking to Ellen. There is somebody in Bellevue we want to commit. It's a very disturbing person out there. And we're going to see if we can commit him. We try to commit one of our old, what's his name? Our old morning crew. And we were very successful. They're still chasing him down New York as the latest thing. So we're going to try to commit Donald Trump to Bellevue and see if they take him. We're going to tell them the symptoms and see what they have to say and how we could commit. We're going to try to commit the president to Bellevue. We have time. All right, so here it says here. So, Ellen, I'm going to try to make the call. I have to switch to my headphones. So, again, let's go over it. You're going to hear the news about J&J. It's really rare to get the GBS from the J&J. You have more of a chance to get the GBS from the flu shot. You have more of a chance to do it. It does affect the nervous system. It gives you little tingles. Sometimes you could become paralysis, and they said this will surely get better. Some people say over the time of 6 months, but then again, you're basically a doorstop for 6 months, and you're drooling, and you're shitting on yourself. And but find somebody who will change you and fix you up a little bit and put you in front of a window for a while you rock yourself. And that's it. 6 months, you'll be good as new. When we come back, hi, Latia. How you doing? Latia, did you get your shot yet? Did you get your shot? Okay, Latia's probably busy. Again, I'm going to play a song so I can get my headset. We're calling the CDC to find out about the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer. Okay?
I didn't leave, Brian. I was putting
on the movie. Oh, hi, baby. Did you get your shot yet? Did you get your COVID shot?
No.
Are you going to get yours?
Me and my mama, we supposed to go together.
Good. I don't want you to get sick.
You get people that have kids that, mm-hmm. you know, two you know, that are under six, they really need to think about getting the shot, because that Delta variant, it's really, really dangerous. And they said, Brian, do you realize that we've had 400 new cases of COVID here in Louisiana yesterday?
Yeah, the cases are going up.
Yeah, that's the highest amount that we've had since March. And all of it's because of these people that are not vaccinated.
Right.
And they wonder, oh, why am I getting sick? Because you're not vaccinated, dumbass. Go get your shot. And then, you know what they say? When they're in the emergency room, I should have got my shot. And the doctor says, yep, you should have got your shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the virus is not going away. And the Delta variant is not going to be the last either. There's going to be more variants out there. I don't like the booster because people say the Delta is the reason you get the booster. You go, I'm not getting the booster because of the Delta, because there's going to be more variants after the Delta. And I'm not going to keep getting these shots and boosters. I'm done. But we are going to call the CDC right now before I run out of time, and we're going to get the 411 on it. Live call, Brian Hammer Jackson Show. And this call is brought to you by the call that we're going to make to CDC, Columbus Berry and his new song, Love and Affection, that just dropped a little while ago. He's been promoting, and it's a great song, Love and Affection, everybody, by Columbus Berry. And this is what it's about. And here it is right now, and I'm going to change into my headset, and we're going to make a live call to the CDC, and then we're going to try to commit Donald Trump to Bellevue. How far do we get to go before we commit the former president to a loony bin? See if they take him. I'm going to tell them the symptoms. See what they say. Well, yeah. What do you think? How far we're going to get, you think, before we commit Donald Trump? You think they'll take him?
I think they will.
They'll take him, too. We need somebody to come pick him up, because he still has an office in New York, or his hospital is in New York, you know.
Yeah.
So he qualifies for Bellevue.
I think they'll take him.
I think how far you think I'll go before they go, who?
Remember that time you tried to call the Child Protective Services on Kris Jenner?
No, I did it on Kim Kardashian. He was the Kardashian.
No, you did it on Kris Jenner.
Oh.
And you told the lady what she was doing, and she goes, "You know what? If I was able to, I would have brought that woman in a long time ago, and I would have taken those girls away from her."
You're exactly right. She did say that. Oh boy. Okay, we'll be right back with. So you want to go to porn, and how much money you think you can make? You're there making your nasty videos, and you think you're going to get rich in Pornhub. We're going to break it down to you, reality, what you're going to make, and if you're going to make any money at all. We're going to be calling the CDC to get the 411 on the Johnson vaccine, as well as maybe the Pfizer regarding the boost. That's a real call. And then after that, porn. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio, Los Angeles. And this is sponsored. The next segment is sponsored by Mr. Columbus Berry and his new song, Love and Affection. We'll be right back.
All I see is teardrops. And tell me, what can I do to make you smile? You don't have to cry no more. My umbrella stops tears coming down, I got you. You don't have to feel this way. I think you know what you deserve, so why settle for less? You deserve the best. I know for a fact that you've been hurt. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection, love and affection. You got all my love and affection, love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection, love and affection.
love and affection. You got all my love and affection. Love and affection, love and affection. Just tell me what you like, do what it takes to make you smile. Even if it takes some time, I wanna give you my whole life. Don't worry about the lights, and don't worry what you're feeling inside. Don't try to deny you're living in a lie. Baby, it's gonna be alright, alright, alright. The one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. You got all my love and affection. Love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I'll give you my love and affection. I just wanna ease your mind. I wanna be the one you fall in love with. You got all my love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. You got all my love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. Baby's gonna be alright. I just wanna ease your mind. You got all my love and affection. You got all my love and affection.
Yeah, that's love and affection by Columbus Berry. Get a chance to put on my headset, so I just gotta play a little bit more, or maybe a commercial, and so I can get my headset set on. Here's a commercial that I really like. You know, men, you have a problem with your dirty balls. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, you know, your basketballs, your baseballs, balls you play with. Yeah. What I'm talking about. But there is a product out there that will clean your balls. Now, I have it here in the studio, but I don't seem to have it. So I can't play it. Let me see. Okay, I can't play it because I can't find it, but I got to play another song so I can do my headset. It's only going to be short. What should I play here? Okay. We'll be right back. I'm just changing my headset in 2 minutes.
Say something, I'm giving up. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you.
Test my headphone. I don't hear anything. I wonder if I'm live. Let me test it out. 1, 2, 3. Ellen, can you hear me on my headset? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Yep. Here we go. I'm calling the CDC right here. This is not, it's an 800 number, but I'll be able to hit the prompts. Here we go. And we're going to get some information about the Pfizer and also Johnson & Johnson. And we have called them before. They always pick up, and they give us good information. Okay? We're going to ask them, should we have the second, the booster for the Pfizer, but also I want them to talk about is it safe for the Johnson & Johnson? Because it's really important for your Johnson to be safe. Here we go. I hope they can hear me. The call failed. Only Ellen does a good job. When I don't have Ellen to do this, I always screw up. Let's try it again.
Thank you for calling CDC Info, a service of the Centers for Disease
CDC
Control.
CDC Info.
If you would like to continue in English, press 1. Si desea continuar en español, por favor, presione el 2. I'm sorry. Your response was not understood. Please try again.
Thank you for calling CDC Info, a service of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
If you would like to continue in English, press 1. Si desea continuar en español, por favor, presione el 2.
No, I'll press 1.
I'm sorry. Your response was not understood.
Really?
Please try again.
Okay.
Thank you for calling CDC Info, a service of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
What
if
is
you would
going
like
on?
To continue in English, press 1. Si desea
okay.
continuar en español, por favor, presione el 2.
One.
If you are a medical or healthcare professional, press 1. If you are a member of the media, press 2. For publications, including the Yellow Book, press 3.
For all
what?
Other questions, please press 8.
8.
To repeat this menu, press the star key.
I'm sorry. Your response
what?
Was not understood.
Oh, screw
please try
you.
Again.
If you are a medical
Zero.
Or healthcare professional, press 1. If you are a member of the media, press 2. For publications, including the Yellow Book, press 3.
For all other questions, please press 8.
Oh, fuck you.
To repeat this menu, press the star key.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Your response was not understood. Please try again.
If you
Hello.
Are a medical or healthcare professional, press
Anybody
1.
There?
If you are a member
Hello.
Of the media, press 2. For publications, including the
One.
Yellow Book, press 3.
I'm pressing. One.
For all other questions, please press
no.
8.
No. No. Okay, 8.
To repeat this menu,
you told
press
me to...
the star key.
Hello. 8 here. Pick up, damn it.
CDC info specialists give health information and do not diagnose any health conditions. Please listen to the following options before making your selection.
Oh, yeah, right. You're pranking
questions
me.
Questions related to coronavirus disease 2019, press
right.
8 now.
Okay.
For diseases and general health information, including HIV and sexually transmitted disease or infection
right.
testing locations,
right.
press 1.
Why?
For vaccines and vaccine-preventable diseases, press
yes.
2. For international travelers' health information
oh, come on.
And cruise ship scores,
come on.
Press
just
3.
Me.
For workplace safety and
How
health concerns,
this is not working?
Press 4. Toxic or environmental exposures, press
yes.
5. For birth and death certificates,
I got
press 6. For
six.
All I'm other questions, press
Hello,
7.
Yeah.
To repeat
sure.
this menu, press
sure,
the star key. To return to the previous menu,
oh,
press
on.
9. To speak with a CDC info representative,
yes.
press 0.
0. 0. 0.
I'm sorry. Your response was not understood. Please try again. CDC info specialists give health information and do not diagnose any health conditions. Please listen to the following options before making your selection.
I don't like you.
For questions related to coronavirus disease 2019, press
oh, here.
8 now.
Me.
For diseases and general health information,
Ellen,
including HIV and sexually transmitted disease or infection
okay.
testing
you
locations,
know,
press
screw
1.
You. Screw you.
For
screw
vaccines
you.
And vaccine-preventable
screw
diseases,
you.
Press 2. For international travelers' health information
okay, I'm
and cruise ships.
Stupid at. Ellen, how did we do this? We used to call them. What, I got the main number. Did we? How did we call them? The CDC. I'm on their website. Well, maybe there's another number because they're.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. CDC, Centers for Disease Control. Because we used to get them by me just pressing these things. CDC, Small Business Finance, Centers for Disease Control. We used to be able to get this number. This is, maybe they stopped doing it. Let me see if there's another number. This is the only number I have. Email. This number is the only one I have. Is it 800? Mm-hmm. Do you got it too? 800-232? Is that the only number you have?
Yeah, 4636. I thought they had a regular number in Georgia because that's where the main CDC office is.
Oh, really? That's in Georgia? Let me see if I can go in Georgia.
That's what I'm looking up. That's what I'm looking up, but it came up with the 800 number.
All right. Let me see. We could usually get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time we're locked out of there. CDC guidelines. Let me see if there's another number. Okay. Influenza. That's the number I got it. That's the number I got it from. And the 800, that's the only number they have listed is that 800 number. Okay, how about WHO? You know, WHO.
The World Health Organization?
Right. Let's try them. World Health Organization. Let's see if they got a number. Okay, here we go. Knowing you, they're going to put me in a phone booth, and I'm going to transfer in time. You mean Doctor Who? Listen, you. Don't fuck with me.
It's not a phone booth. It's a TARDIS.
Put me in a TARDIS. You want to hear talk to the doctor? Yes, here's Doctor Who. ask Doctor Who about your virus. I don't have the number on them. Don't they have a number? They don't. I'm looking at it, and I don't see. There's a website for governing bodies.
Go to their website. Yeah, go to their website and go all the way down to the bottom, or look up at the top. And see if they have a contact us tab. It might have a number under there.
I don't know if we have it. I don't know. You know what time we have? I'm not in the studio because we didn't have much time.
I have 11:50.
Okay.
Ten minutes 12, my time.
Okay. Well, that means we got 10 minutes to go in here. I'm trying to find it. Advice for the public vaccine research and direct scam alert. I'm not getting their number. Maybe I can put it in here. World Health
Organization.
Organization. Let's see, number, phone number. Let's see if we got it. Three ways to contact the World Health. What are they? Three ways. One, call. I don't even know. Oh, it's an international number. I can't call them. Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Wait, this office is in Washington. Oh, here's a 202 number. Yay. All right, let's call them in Washington. Get rid of that crap that they. Okay, let's try that. All right, here we go. Finally, we're going to get some results. Let's talk to the Doctor Who. See what he has to say. Here we go. All right, let's call him.
Yeah, you couldn't get the international number because they would send you to Doctor Who.
They would.
You reached the doctor. right now, they would send you to Jodie Whittaker. Hello, you reached the doctor. What can I help you with?
It says it's dying.
Yeah, then you tell her about the COVID-19. Oh, you shit out of luck. Put your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye. because on Gallifrey, we are disease-free. We don't want any disease-ridden humans joining us on our planet.
That is true. Wow. That's right. One last time. It was dialing, but Now I said it failed. Let's try it one last time. No, it's okay. You're funnier than this one. Wait a minute. There's another. Okay, let's try it. Here we go. I'm not getting the dial tone.
Thank you for calling the Pan American Health Organization. Para continuar en español, marque uno.
Okay.
If you're calling in reference to the coronavirus, please visit our webpage at www.paho.org or the World Health Organization page, www.who.int.
Okay.
For inquiries in the United States, please visit the CDC webpage or call 1-800-222-4636.
Okay.
For queries in other countries, please contact your Ministry of Health.
Okay.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
Okay.
To dial by name, press 1. For staff health insurance, press 3. For public information, press 5. For publication, press 6. For the Emergency Operations Center, press 7. To reach an operator, press 0. If you're calling in reference to the coronavirus, please visit our webpage at www.paho.org or the World Health Organization page, www.who.int.
It's not working.
For inquiries in the United States, please visit the CDC webpage or call 1-800-232-4636. For queries in other countries, please contact your Ministry of Health. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To dial by name, press 1. For staff health insurance, press 3. For public information, press 5. For publications, press 6. For the Emergency Operations Center, press 7. To reach an operator, press 0.
You know
what? Wait while I transfer your call.
Oh, wait. Wow. It happened. Can you hear me, Ellen?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Persistence. I have no idea who I pressed because I pressed a lot of buttons.
Hello, you've reached the Paho voicemail system. Please press star and follow the voice prompts.
What? How do I get to...
Hello, you've reached the Paho voicemail system.
Shut up.
Please press star and follow the voice prompts.
Yes, shut up. Shut up. All right. That segment was brought to you by Columbus Berry. Love and affection. It didn't work. Ellen, I don't know what's happening with our prompts, because usually our prompts could work. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
you know, I just don't know what's going on with our prompts. Again, tomorrow we have a special guest coming on the show, and he's going to talk about, let me see what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about... That's July 20th. Who's coming on? July 23rd. Is it Bruce Gunn? Bruce Gunn, referred to you by, is that the 14th? Yeah, that's tomorrow. Bruce Gunn, you referred him to us, Ellen. It's your guy.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And Bruce Gunn, he's going to be talking about his single. Wait a minute. He has a new single out, Time Will Tell. He has an official video, an album, and Oceans of Soul. He's going to talk about how music can bring people together, and he's going to talk about transcending cultural, social, and political divides, and he's going to talk about his new video, and he has two singles out, or done with two or more, some random thoughts, and I have not heard the show, but I will make, he has not heard the show, but he's going to make sure he does, so that means that if he's, now he's starting to listen to the show, he may not be here, but he's a scheduled guest. I hate when they do it. I have not heard the show, but I will listen to it. It's like, uh-oh, are they going to make it? So he would be on. His name is Bruce Gunn. He's a musician, and he has a new single out, Time Will Tell, from his official album called Ocean of Souls. So hopefully he'll be here with the interview. Oh, porn girls, that's what I was talking about. Oh, that's what it is. Okay, here we go, everybody. If you're going to, if you're thinking about becoming a porn actress on Pornhub, let me break this down to you. It's very interesting. How much time do I have? Okay, this is where we do the disclaimer. If you want to hear what's going on here, you have to come in the studio now because this is very important. If you thought about, you know, making extra money in Pornhub or thought about becoming a porn actress,
Here's the info. If you want to come in, you have to come in now at 319-527-6099. At 319-527-6099. You need to hear this. That's when you hear it live. If you don't come in within 2 minutes, then you would have to listen to Paul, the podcast. But here we go. There are people who think they can make money on Pornhub, and these are the facts right here. And I'll talk as fast as I can. Pornhub will promise you like $40,000 a month if you put up a video. Well, here's a secret what that is. There's a well-worn porn cliche about college students turn actresses who decide to have sex in front of a camera in order to pay off their student loans. Like many cliches, it's rarely true, but it's worth wondering. How big are the paychecks in the porn business anyway? Money is a topic that's shrouded in mystery in the adult entertainment world. While it's widely presumed to be a multi-billion dollar industry, there is no real firm accounting to back it up. Companies regularly inflate their numbers when speaking publicly and may deflate them at the opportunity times as well. Here we go. The household income for the United States, the median household income in the United States is $53,000. That's what an average person makes a year, $53,000 a year. While the report breaks down average salaries, blah, blah, blah. Actresses who do porn. Women are, of course, the main attraction in mainstream porn. And as you might expect, the amounts paid to actresses span a wide range. A superstar performer who has the name recognition that extends beyond adult entertainment earns considerably more than a newcomer or someone who is well known by the porn enthusiasts. All right. let's get to the money thing. But, enthusiasts. Whose actresses, again, including the top stars, earn what could be called the industry average. But some naive or desperate performers will associate themselves with fly-by-night individual or agencies who ask much lower rate, often in hopes of earning a fast buck. When the girls first get into the business, they are new. I think they can command additional money for different sex acts. This is the guy from Vivid who said it. One of the biggest adult entertainment studios, initially they make more money. Then it depends on how popular they become. Here are some things, and we're going to break it down. For a traditional sex scene between a man and a woman, the average actress compensation is typically between $800 and $1,000. Depending on the studio's budget, the top-tier performers can earn as much as $1,500, occasionally $2,000, while newcomers with bad representation may get $300. See, that's not that much. It's not that much. So it means, like, if you're new and you want to do a scene and you want to do a video, you'll get $300. The most extreme acts, as you might expect, command higher rates. The most extreme, unsuitable for describing in polite conversation, go for $1,800 to $2,500. Here we go. If you're thinking about becoming a porn star, your salary would be the female performer, man-woman scene, is $300 to $1,500. The female performer, all-woman scene, is $700 to $1,200. A male performer is $500 and $1,500. The director of it only gets $1,000 or $3,000. The camera person gets $500. The sound technician gets $300. What is a sound technician? Okay, got it. He gets $300. The production assistant gets $100. The writers, get this, the writers of porn, he gets $250. Really, you're going to write a scene? Well, here we go. She comes in, she gets a pizza, she takes off her clothes, and really? $500. The makeup artist gets $500. Now, the male performers, men might be a crucial part of porn films, but this is one industry where the balance of pay certainly leans towards women. With men, there's no pay differential depending on the sex act. Generally, male performers receive a fixed amount per scene or day, depending on how the shoot was booked. And while there are a few top-tier actors such as Manuel Ferreira, who command top dollar, must earn considerably less. In general, the average man in porn, if you're thinking about it, it's $500 to $600 per scene or day. Better-known performers can earn $700 to $900. Superstars up to $1,500 a day. Now, that's not bad if you can do three or four scenes. I mean, you could bring in, $4,000. It takes more than performers on screen to make an adult film, of course. While the production values typically aren't on the same level as Hollywood film, one difference between an adult film and a more mainstream one, aside from sex, is that the directors are a lot more hands-on when it comes to filming porn.
Shut up.
In general, a director of porn films, an actual film rather than a short, can earn $1,000 to $1,500 per day in extreme cases. So that's not much money. For the whole day, you can only earn $1,000? Shut up. So that's what that is. But I want to go to Pornhub specifically. That's your typical thing. Pornhub, here it is. So if you think you want to be an actress in Pornhub, you think you want to make some quick bucks, here's the real stuff. And here it is. It says here, do you want to make money with Pornhub? Now you can. You can sign up to our amateur program, upload your content to start making money today. The top models can earn up to $40,000 a month. Bullshit. See how they get you? $40,000 a month. Let's try this out. Hi, Latia. Latia, baby. Latia. I just met a girl named Latia. Latia? Okay, she's not talking to me. Good choice. All right, here's what you do. How do you join? Well, if you're interested in joining Pornhub, all you need to do is sign up for a free Pornhub account and get verified by Pornhub. What does that mean? Well, to qualify for payment, you will also need to submit two pieces of valid government-issued ID for you and the performers in your video. How does it work? Once you successfully joined our amateur program, there are a few different ways to make money. Let's break it down. Here's how you make money. Number one, you put on free-to-view Pornhub videos. The most common and popular way to earn money on Pornhub, upload your videos to be viewed for free on Pornhub. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to upload my video. There we go. Go. There I am, naked, and I'm playing with my hammer. I got one view. I'm on my way to stardom. Thank you. Ellen, would you give me two views? Latia, would you give me two views?
Okay, sure.
Well, there's a person named Rudy who keeps hitting my link. Three views, four views, five views, six views, seven views.
Can you hear?
I'm on my way. Second, the most common and popular way to earn money on Pornhub, upload your videos to be viewed for free on Pornhub. You'll earn a substantial cut of the ad revenue generated by your videos. The rate you get paid depends on the performance of your video. I'm there just eating a Twinkie in my underwear. I'm hoping that will excite someone. Thank you. Some of you would like to see me eat a ding-dong. I'm sticking with the Twinkie. Maybe I'll wait for a ho-ho to come in the door. Anyway.
Ask them if they heard the line. They want some man to make cookies. Have you heard that one?
I have.
For example, the average RPM dollars per 1,000 views. See, this is where, so they would have to look at your video 1,000 times and you get 69 cents.
What?
Yes. So you get your 1,000, 69. For an example, the average RPM, that means dollars per 1,000 views, is 69 cents compared to 62 cents in 2016.
It ain't worth it.
Right. This is what I'm trying to say. See, remember before they said $40,000 a month? Yay! But we're breaking it down. Number two, this is how you make money on Pornhub. You drive Uber. Number three, no, I'm only kidding. You videotape yourself driving Uber.
Well,
oh, coming to girls in. Oh, believe me. You know what? Believe me. If I was driving Uber. If I was driving Uber.
You can start up. You can start an erotic series in Confessions of an Uber Driver.
No, you can. if I drove Uber, I would have my own channel. Seriously, here's what I would do. I would have my own YouTube channel. And they did that before, when back in the day, before
Confession of a taxi cab driver.
Exactly. They got him on HBO. That man made millions. And there was another one he used to do it. He used to play games with them. I forgot what it was. He used to be cash for taxi or something. He used to play, pick people
cash
up, and they
cab.
Had.
Yeah, do you remember
that? I was a big fan.
I actually watched a couple episodes of it, and it was pretty cool.
It was cool. So if I was an Uber driver, seriously, I would ask them, you know, I have my video camera for security purposes, but would you mind if I'm doing a reality show or whatever and I'm having conversations with people, would you mind being – I would ask them, can I talk to you? And then I would ask silly questions like, where are you coming from? And do you have bad experience? You know, whatever. But, you know, knowing being an Uber driver, I make sure that I pick them up drunk. Their clothes have fallen off. They don't know where they are. My luck would be like 80-year-old people from Florida get in the car. Hello, sonny. Excuse me. My top fell off. All right, lady. I cut off the camera. You're ruining my business. Charge them double. Is this a nudie? Shut up. Get out of here, you old bag.
Your bag of bones.
Your bag of bones. Put your clothes on. Number two, this is how you make money. For sale, it's called Model Hub and videos. Pornhub's sister site is called Model Hub. And it's the world's fastest growing adult marketplace, letting you sell your videos at any price you choose. You keep 65% of the sale price. You can also choose to make your video viewable for free, earning an ad revenue, but restrict downloads to paying customers, or just make them undownloadable altogether. So basically what they're saying is nobody can ever download your video. You're there for the video that they see, and you can buy the video. You can't download it. You have to sell through the video. So that's it. Number three, how you make money on Pornhub, you got to join their premium package. When you upload your video for sale video, you can check off viewable on premium to make sure your video is available for Pornhub premium customers, as well as Pornhub premium pays a pay-per-view rate, just like Pornhub does, but at a much higher rate. Now, this one, you get $45 per 1,000 views. Now, it's hard to get a view on Pornhub. Like I said, I know a person who used to come in here regularly. She got 49 views. You have to reach 1,000 views to get $45. 2,000 views to get $90. 3,000 views to get,
Health of 15 carries. $135, Brian.
Huh?
3,000 views is $135.
3,000 views, and that's a lot of views. And you get how much? $100 and something?
$135, yeah. If you get $45 per 1,000 views, 2,000 is 90. 3,000 is 135.
That's a lot of views. And you get 130. So when they say you can make $40,000 a month, what the hell are they talking about? 3,000 views is a lot of views. And remember, you're competing with a lot of – and Pornhub does this thing that
You're competing with 18- and 20-year-olds if you're any older than that.
Right.
You know, you're competing with these college girls who are, you know, like you said, trying to pay off their student loans or doing something on the side just to have extra spending money.
And remember, if you think that I'm just going to put the camera down there and I'm going to finger the old organ, you know, finger. You got thousands of people doing the fingering and rubbing it out. So you have to, so what you'll do is you have to pay Pornhub to put your it's like YouTube, right? So let's say I watch a video called Pinky and the Brain. say, I got a video called Pinky in the Vein. And you know the Pinky I'm looking at. So after I'm done with Pinky, then Pornhub will suggest another video, and they'll play that just like YouTube. But if you don't make that rotation, of course you're going to have to pay for that. You're not going to get the views. 3,000 views, $135. That's a lot of views. Here's another way you can make money on Pornhub. You have a fan club. You can create a subscription service for your content at any price you want. Include stuff like exclusive discounts, photos and videos, text posts, messaging, or anything else you can dream of, as long as it's legal. The fifth way to do it is custom clips. Now you can take custom video requests directly through Model Hub and Pornhub. Set up your form. Choose exactly what you want to offer and what you don't, and start getting paid requests from your fans. Number six, tips. Your fans can tip you directly on your Pornhub or model profile. You keep 80% of any tips you receive. It says, join our amateur program. I can't wait to see you all, your amazing videos. So $40,000, right? But you 3,000 views, it says here. Start making money today. Top models can earn over $40,000 per month. $40,000 per month? Really? Come on, man. So, Alan, you're pretty good with the math. So for if 3,000 views is 128, what is 4,000 views? 40,000.
4,000.
I mean, how would I get 40,000? Huh?
What? Okay, 4,000 views is $180.
Right. Now, I wanted to make over 40,000. So each 1,000 is a dollar.
That means that you would have to do videos 24/7.
Right. I mean, I have the viewership of maybe 4 million or 5 million people before you make that money. Is that what it is? Because it's like 1,000.
Yep.
Each 1,000 is 62 cents. It's probably,
69
let's round
cents.
It off to a dollar. Let's just round it off to a dollar. 1,000 is a dollar, and for you to make $40,000,
you need 40,000 views.
Would it be 40,000 views or 4 million
views? Yeah, 40,000. No, 40,000 times a dollar is $40,000.
Okay, so 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now 40,000,
yeah,
that seems so.
That- You know, that's just like an author. In order to keep your readership up, you need to come out with a new book at least every other month. So
right.
to get $40,000 a month for a Pornhub star, you need to do a new video every day.
Now, they do have live ones here. Let me see here. Are we in podcast? Because what I'm going to do is let's go to podcast. We've been in podcast for 15 minutes. All right, let's go to the Pornhub so you can hear it, okay? So just an example, then we'll leave. So if you're interested, here's how it works. So Ellen is going to talk about her gifts and more and how you can purchase and some of the things she has. And then we're going to actually go live to a porn site, and you can hear it for 2 seconds. And Ellen, go.
Ellen's gifts and more. You know, I am in direct sales. And I have great companies like Java Mama, which if you like coffee, tea, and cocoa.
Oh, you know what happened? I'm sorry, Ellen. I cannot do that because we're in podcast. If I hang up, the show's over. But go ahead and do your Ellen gift some more. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Java Mama is coffee, tea, and cocoa. We have all kinds of different flavors. We have subscription boxes that you can get every month, and each month is a different one. We have what we call Mama Sips, Mama Picks, and the Mug of the Month. Those are also subscription boxes. You can get either one that you want. You know, the Mama's Picks is you get coffee, the coffee of the month, and the Mama Sips is the tea. You get three flavored teas, and our Mug of the Month is a different mug each month. So, you know, those are like $29.99 each, and the mug is like $19.99. And you can do it as a subscription, and each month you'll get your Mama's Sips, your Mama's Picks, and your mug. I also have, if you're looking for great skincare and makeup, I have Synergence, which is, you know, our shadow scents and our lip scents. Our lip scents, it stays on, it doesn't fade, it doesn't smudge, and it's kissable for 24 hours. And that is just two of my companies that I have under my belt.
Thank you, Ellen. And Jabba, the Jabba Mama, the copy is really great. I'm just looking at some of these views on Pornhub. It says here, this one lady got 432,000 views. This one lady had 1.1 million views.
Yeah, but how long has she been doing it? How long has she been doing it, too?
Okay, that's a good point. Let me see. Let's just hit one. You guys can't hear it, but it seems very nice. It says MYLF. I don't know what MYLF is.
Moms, I love to fuck. MILF. That's a MILF.
This is why Ellen is here as a professional. All righty. Thank you, my consultant. Yeah, you know what it is.
A Pornhub connoisseur. You didn't know what a MILF was?
I didn't know. I thought something you put with your cereal. That was
no,
1 year ago.
Milk.
Okay.
That's milk.
No wonder I get the worst porn. What's a cow doing on there? It's a cow. It's a cow.
That's
I want to fuck.
That's called bestiality.
Yeah, exactly. Milk. I want to fuck. That's a body good. This one been on here a year. She got 21,910,000 views.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Okay, for a year, she must be doing some kinky ass shit to get that many
kinky
views.
It really is. It really is kinky. Here's one right here. Cheerleader Riley. Reed gets fucked hard in the locker room. How did she get in the locker room? Anyway, you know what I hate about, you know, see, I like Pornhub because of that amateur bullshit. But when it started getting into stupid stuff, which is disguised as, you know, film and you're an actress, see, it ruins it for me. The only reason I like it, I like the amateur sloppy crap. You know what I mean? I don't want no actresses pretending that they're a cheerleader. I want to actually see a cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? Who's in college, by the way. I don't want, you know, I hate when they do this. You know, when you get these actors who do these stuff. Is Rudy still there?
No, he's out in the living room. I'm in my room charging my phone.
Okay, I'm going to search for something. Let me put in here cornhole. Let me see. Let me just see something.
Put glory holes in.
That's it. Glory hole. That's it. That's what I was thinking.
Gone.
Glory hole. Let me see some of these women on glory hole. Wow, look at this one. Now, this guy's a doctor. I wish you can hear it. I wish you can really hear it. I can't take the earphones off. But let's see how much she gets paid here. It's only in my ear, I guess. 1,590,000 views. Ellen, they might be making some money. 1,590,166 views.
Wow.
Here's a woman got 1.4 million views. Here's another person. 500. Well, how bad is this? Only got 550. It's rape, it's bondage. Didn't get many views on that. Here's one. In the fuck hole, fucked by strangers. Horny mud pushing. What the hell? 1.1 I'm going to search for that. 1.8 million views. 14 million views. 483,000 views. Mother in the fuck box, daughter blows. I seen that one. It's actually a good one. 713.
Are you part of that 483,000 views?
I am. I'm part of the 713,000 views. I'm part of the 1,000, but I'm there. 2.1 million, 128,000, 5.5 million views, 98,000. So those are the top, but I'm sure. It says view more. I'm sure as you get more to the bottom, you're not getting that many views. And they have commentary here. This guy's name is Horny Armpit, 45.
Oh, God.
And he says, after seeing the video, Horny Armpit, 45, says, you can be my cum slut. And here's another person called A Burning Memory, 5 days ago. I would be the one to do that. Here's another person. His name is Hardick, 2728, 1 week ago. I'd love to be that stranger. Here's another person. What's good, nigga? That's his name. What's good, nigga? 1 month ago. You niggas in the comments are kinky ass. Here's another person called Just Pound Me. So hot, I want to be one of those girls. And this person's called Lenny, Little Benny. And this one is called Pussy Vagina Ass Fuck. And he says, yeah, same. I want to be one of those girls. And here's a woman. Her name is Sex Life Girl 12. You know what I see a lot on here? I see a lot of sex I could tell the sex trafficking. If you go on there, and you can tell because there's a woman just in a bed and it's just a room. That's all it is. It's a bed in a room, nothing else. You know, right away I think, okay, you're kidnapping this bitch and you're holding her against her will. So anyway, if that's the reality, I guess if your video's there long enough and you got a good video, you can make that money. $40,000 for 40,000 views. I mean, these people have 1.2 million. They made $80,000 just doing what they want to do. So it is possible. But like I said, I know somebody from here. She only got 49. I don't think she reached 1,000. So here's my suggestion. If you enjoy having sex and you enjoy videotaping yourself, load it up. Make some money. If you don't do it. If you're going to do it for money, you're going to fail. These are people who are freaky, kinky, exhibitionists, and I want people to see it, and I make money on it. It's for specialized people only. Don't do it. My video only came to 3 people who saw it, and 2 people said that they tried to sue the company after they saw it. What's up about that? What's going on? What's going on? That's it for our show. Don't forget tomorrow. Ellen invited Mr. Gunn, and we're going to talk about his album. That's it. My energy is low today. Not all shows are the best shows, but this is what we can do. I want to thank Latia for coming on the show. And I want to thank King. Did King Webb show up in here at all today? I think he did. Yeah, I think he was here.
Yeah, he was here for a little while.
I want to thank King Webb for coming in. Of course, Ellen for coming in. I want to thank Rudy for listening. And I want to thank the rest of you guys for coming in. There's 4 other people with 111s I did not go to. Thank you for coming in. And tomorrow we have a great interview tomorrow, and we'll talk more about the interview and what Dr. Fossey has to say to you guys, you morons. He has a couple of words for you guys. All right, Ellen. Don't forget and visit Ellen's Gifts and More. Ellen's Gifts and More. You can Google it. Find her on Facebook. Buy some products. She has some good products there. And that's it. I can't find myself to check out here. I'm out of I'm out of the studio, and I clicked out, so I can't find myself to click out. So I'm just going to hang up. But I can't hang up because I'm not in the studio. So what am I going to do? I can't. I clicked out. I can't get in.
Well, take off your headphones and just let it go out.
Oh, wait a minute. You're absolutely right. I can hang up here. All right, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye.